Your local sports leader, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time now for high school soccer. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome everybody live from Oxford Academy here today. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Today it's the MAC Girls Soccer Semifinals, as it is Oxford hosting Sydney. Our other semifinal today going on at the exact same time is Bainbridge Guildford hosting Unitigo. So a team here and a team in that matchup will advance to Saturday's MAC Girls Soccer Championship, which will be in Oneonta at the Wright National Soccer Campus. Again, I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. So, Rich, for now, the weather has held off. The sun is out. Always a great place to call a game here in Oxford, and set to be a fun semifinal contest. Doesn't get any better.
It's that time of year, right, Nate? It's the leaves are changing. The frost is starting to come on the ground, and it is playoff soccer time. The seeding meeting's tomorrow, so all the teams are eagerly waiting their sectional matchups and their pairings. But first, the playoffs for the league championships.
Yeah, hard to believe that we'll have league championships this Saturday and then into the sectional tournament next week.
Tuesday. I believe the girls start Tuesday, boys start Wednesday. I think I saw that today in the schedule.
Wow, hard to believe. Feels like we just started back in late August, early September. So, all right, we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. These two teams had a crazy regular season matchup, so we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Butler Auto pregame show here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Don't just rake leaves this fall. Rake in the savings at SFCU.
We have an awesome share certificate special for fall. Right now, earn 4.25% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 4.5% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
And the best part? You pick your term, either 4 months or 12 months, your choice.
But these great rates are for a limited time, so act now and lock in your high-yield share certificate rate today.
Stop by any SFCU branch or go to sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. The MAC Girls Soccer Semifinals today here in Oxford. Glad to be here as we have Oxford hosting Sydney. And again, at BG, we'll be hosting Unitigo. We will bring you updates from that game. That game is also scheduled to start at 4:30 over in Bainbridge. And so in just a couple hours, we'll know who the MAC championship will be. The MAC boys, some are playing today, some are playing tomorrow, so we'll have to wait a little while to see what our matchup will be there. But this is set to be a good one. Rich, when these two teams played just a few weeks ago in the regular season, it was right here. Oxford wins 2-1. They score with 0.2 seconds left on the clock, and everybody here in the box was explaining to us kind of how that goal went down. But what a crazy, wacky game, and it means that's why Oxford's hosting here today.
And that's why we're excited to have this game, right? Because we know that these two played a wonderful game the first time, 0.02 seconds. You either have a really quick trigger finger on that scoreboard, or you're definitely a little slower to the home team. But whatever happens, Oxford came out on top.
And they said the ball had gotten past the keeper, and it was one of those things where the ball was just slowly rolling towards the goal, and everyone's saying, go, go, and they're looking at the clock, and it gets in just in time. So just want to let everybody know as well, of course, we don't always do sports like this in the afternoon here on CDO. If you're tuning in looking for our local news and weather with Rob Ray. We will have a news report during our Morabito Energy Products halftime report, and then we'll get back to regular programming after today's games. But, you know, we always think that occasionally it's worth interrupting some of the normal routine that we have to bring you these big games, because they play them in the afternoon and we want to bring them to you, and I know that a lot of fans out there appreciate it.
There's nothing better than championship soccer this time of year for these the smaller schools that don't have a huge football program. You know, soccer is life for a lot of these schools, so this is going to be a fun one today.
And Rich, we were just talking about off the air that with the meeting, the seating meeting being tomorrow, I think a lot of people are always curious about how the sectional brackets are put together. They envision this whole room with people debating and talking and hashing things out, but it's a lot different than that. So throughout today's game, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that, as we're going to pause here shortly in just a second to talk a little bit more about today's game. But we want to break that down for you today, because it is, it's a lot different than you would think. It's a mathematical thing, so we'll talk about that just as we get underway here today.
I think that you and I thought it was some crazy thing like the NCAA tournament selection when we were kind of new to it, but now you and I have sat in that room for basketball and baseball and softball and soccer. We've probably been there, I don't know, a decade now in that room, and it's not as crazy as you would think.
I guess we do have a little more time than I thought here. Let's get into it. It's a math equation, pretty much. There is no debating when you get in that room.
So it's all a point system, right? You get a certain amount of points for who you beat. So I think the higher classification, you get 5 points. The same classification, you get 4 points. If you beat a team lower than you, it's 3 points. If you lose to a school higher than you, it's 2 points. Lose to a school the same class, it's 1 point. And then lose to a school that you that is smaller than you in classification numbers, you get no points. And then all they do is they take that number and they divide it by 16, and that's your points. So all we're really doing in the sectional meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock is verifying. So we'll take everybody's schedules, we'll take out the points that the schools put in to give to us, and we just verify the numbers are right. If anything looks strange, we basically have two or three people looking at each bracket, and we just kind of seed them accordingly from there. There's no arguments. There's no, oh, my gosh, that person played this person or this person played that team, played this team. Nothing to do with that. It's just straight point system.
And usually each league sends a representative or two. They do the math, and we go through it and double-check everything. So
I tell people all the time, Nate, if you really want to keep track, you could do it from your house right at home.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows the equation. It's just the point of who you want to do all that work.
Yeah, most of the coaches come into the meeting having a pretty close, or if not a perfect idea of where everybody else is going to sit, including their team and everybody that they could play. So, all right, we're going to pause here for the national anthem. Again, it's the girls' MAC soccer semifinals today. Oxford, who is the 2 seed, hosting Sydney, the 3 seed. The other game today is 4 seed Unitigo taking on 1 seed BG, and we'll break down how they got those seeds, because Oxford, Unitigo, and Sydney all came together with the same league record, so they had to have a tiebreaker to break that. So we'll talk about that as we go on here today. So we'll pause for the national anthem and be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, for now, the sun is out here at Oxford Academy. As, you know, all day yesterday and then today, rain, cold, wind. This could have been really difficult to, conditions here, Rich, but right now we're in good shape.
It's one of these times of the year, right, that the weather changes on the dime all the time. I left Norwich, half an hour ago it was raining in Norwich. I literally get in my car and I'm like, oh no, this is going to be one of those days. It's going to be sock and wet. Come down here, it's beautiful out. It was literally raining sideways, like Forrest Gump said in Norwich. It was hitting me sideways when I was going into my car. So, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. 8 miles down the road here, and I love the beautiful setting of Oxford with the Shenango Valley in the background with the leaves changing, and it's just they play on a grass field here. It's great. It's just a natural feel when you come down to Oxford with the hill and, you know, just the vibes down here.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on it because we looked at the radar earlier and it looked very patchy, both in Bainbridge and here in Oxford, that, you know, you might play 20 minutes and then everything's going to change and you might get rain and wind for a little while. So we'll keep an eye on the skies. But for right now, I was talking earlier, the field looks to be in great shape for how much use it gets here between youth sports and modified sports and varsity sports and football. So everything in good shape, and we are set to go here for the MAC semifinals.
Oh, this is a great view, Nate. We get to see what they're playing. So Oxford's out in a 4-3-3, and Sydney's going to be in like in a 4-4-2. So we got a little bit of a matchup here. It's kind of a similar style with Oxford with one more forward up.
We love calling games here. It's a great place to set up, and you get an excellent view of the field here. Sydney is in the road, white tops with the maroon shorts. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. They go right to left. I love Oxford uniforms here. They have the black shorts, but they have the red and the black stripes. Kind of an old school, maybe a 90s feel jersey to me, Rich.
It definitely has that really cool feel to it. You know, the black and red stripes, it is a good look. And there is a little bit of confusion on the far sideline already. They're playing the yellow lines here, and they seem to be a little faded because it's later in the year. So that might play in an effect early in the game.
Oxford having the ball, chipping it down the left side. You know, we've seen both teams slip now here in the early going. Oxford just took a goal kick a moment ago. Player slipped there, and then a Sydney defender just slipped. So we'll keep an eye on that. We talked about, you know, the field being good, but it has seen some rain here the last day or two, so we'll see how the footing is for both sides. So, again, we're underway in the MAC Soccer semifinals, and the Sabres have it on the right side, again, going right to left, and it'll bounce out. So, again, a 2-1 game during the regular season between these two teams, with Oxford coming out on top with a late goal.
So far, Sydney's had the ball on their side of the field most of the, you know, the 2 minutes that we're in. Oxford's kind of just taking their time now, playing it away from the Sydney players, and just looking like they're settling in, trying to get the control of the game right now.
Sydney looking for revenge after that regular season loss, which was just about a week and a half ago, right here in Oxford. So Sydney crossing, but it goes out of bounds here from the left corner. And so another goal kick, second goal kick coming up here for the Oxford Blackhawks as both teams try to settle in.
Settling in is exactly how you call it. That, there's really no advantage so far. Sydney's had the ball in the field, you know, their field most of the time, but nothing spectacular at the moment.
On the goal kick out to midfield here, Sydney passing around, and you'll see them pass back here quite a bit to Emerson Allen in the back. She's one of their deep defenders here, and they kind of run the offense through her quite a bit on how they like to set things up, even though she's playing so deep in the back.
You definitely can tell it's a different feel of a game up here because of the grass. A lot of different bounces instead of those natural bounces for, you know, you see on a turf. I would have to think this is an advantage for Oxford because Sydney plays most of their games on the turf field, so Oxford would have, you know, the advantage playing on grass.
Yeah, you know, in the MAC, you never know these days because it is a good mix of turf and grass. Oxford playing here, you know, more often, definitely used to the tightness of this field as well. I've heard several coaches say, you know, it's a tough place to play. It can be a little more tighter than the wide open turf. And that's kind of one of the funny things we always talk about with soccer, Rich, is like each field can have its own character and be, you know, a little bit different size-wise.
The biggest advantage of playing on turf is it's faster. You can see this game is a lot slower because it's on grass. The ball moves, the players move a lot faster on turf. So usually, you know, a skilled team can take the advantage on a grass field.
So Sydney has had a majority of the possession here, and another cross out in front of the net, and this one is knocked away. Might have hit a hand there in the box, no call. A second chance opportunity is cleared out by the Blackhawks. Sydney still trying to keep it inside the box, and Oxford will punch this one away. That could have been a dangerous play there for Oxford, so we're about 4 minutes in and we're scoreless.
So the defender in Oxford kind of mistrapped the ball, and it bounced up and hit her in the hand, but the referee didn't call it because it looked like it was incidental. You don't want to give a penalty kick that early in the game, probably for something that wasn't purposely done. Also, you could tell the grass field played an effect there because the ball didn't go flying out of bounds. It stayed in bounds and gave Sydney another opportunity.
Oxford clearing it back up to midfield here. Again, going left to right as Sydney, again, has had a majority of the possession down on their end of the field here in the early going. Oxford getting an early sub here.
I really like how Oxford plays the game here. They always have their, so far they've had their defensive backs taking all the throw-ins, so it allows their entire team to push up, gives them more of a threat on the offensive side.
A throw-in here for Nora Thorne was knocked away, and this will come back here for the Sydney Sabres. And they chip on from a long, far way out, but Warner, the Oxford goalie, is equal to it there. And that was a shot from one of the leading scorers for Sydney in Addison Benedict. And then Warner falls as she comes out to punt that one away. No harm done, but again, the slippery conditions.
And she kicked it out of bounds, so it's going to give Sydney another opportunity here to get on the offensive threat.
Boy, Warner, not expecting that, came out to the edge of the box, slipped as she was letting that one go. And so Sydney will have a chance again to keep it deep in Oxford territory here. We're 5 minutes in the Mac Girls semifinals, and we're scoreless. We'll try to keep you some, get you some updates as well on BG and Unitigo. Sydney again feeding it into the teeth of the box here, but the Oxford defense so far has been equal to it. Blackhawks just punching it out of bounds wisely here, giving themselves a chance to regroup.
Sydney definitely has the momentum at the moment, and ball's bouncing all over the place. And if they get a big throw here on this small field, which they do, it's set into the box, and nobody's there for Sydney.
Oxford looking to clear it out, but Sydney again will keep it in. This one bouncing high into the left corner, and they get ahead on it, but it's going to go out for another goal kick here.
It appears so far that maybe the goal area that Oxford is defending right now might be a little bit more muddy on that side, because you've definitely seen a couple more falls, and the players aren't really moving as quickly and as fluently, I would say, in the box on that side. So I'm wondering if Oxford picks that side to start the games. They knew that side was a little bit in a tougher condition.
That was Sam Constable with an early opportunity there for Sydney off the head, but it went out of bounds. But yeah, Sydney has pushed their defense all the way up to midfield. They're trying to keep it right in, keep the pressure in here on Oxford.
Yeah, everybody, every player is now inside the midfield for each team. City's doing a good job. They play with the traditional sweeper, and the sweeper just sent that ball right back into the box. She's got a good foot on her.
That BG Unitigo game is about 5 minutes ahead of ours. They're scoreless there with about 27 minutes to go there in the first half in the other MAC semifinal. That game being played at Bainbridge here this afternoon. Sydney again into the left corner, firing shot across from the left corner, across there, again out of bounds. They've got it in deep into the corner and tried to cross it over several times, but I think with the slippery conditions, maybe hard to make that corner.
Sydney has definitely gone on the left side pretty much the entire time trying to get the ball and cross it over. They might know a little bit because Oxford has substituted in that area too, so they might be making some adjustments on the left side of the game.
Another goal kick is trapped back in here by Sydney. Neubert with another cross. Keeps it alive here for the Sabres, who have just continued to apply the pressure here on the Oxford defense. And this one out over the end line for another goal kick. I would say this is about our fourth or fifth goal kick here for the Blackhawks, and really no pressure past about midfield here for Oxford so far.
See, Sydney has not really had any clear shots on goal. They get it kind of down to the 10-yard line, and Oxford packs it in, and they haven't really got a clear shot yet.
Blackhawks trying to clear it out here on the goal kick. Again, back up to midfield, but trapped in there by Zoe Sullivan. Sullivan with a pass ahead, but it was knocked away here by the Oxford offense back up the midfield. They try to set things up, but so far, Sydney winning a lot of those 50-50 balls and holding on to possession.
Sydney's winning pretty much every goal kick, and then all they're doing is booting it back up, you know, playing kickball style, we call it, and kicking it back towards the box. If they can settle it, make a couple passes in the midfield, they might get a couple more easy shots. They just did it again with the sweeper, just booting it into the penalty area, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, looking to connect with Benedict or Nayla Miley or one of their other top scorers on the front line.
The sweeper for Sydney's got a good boot. She can really put it right in there. She's certainly a threat.
Yeah, as I said earlier, they like to move a lot through Emerson Allen back there in that deep defensive position. Not afraid to play it back to her and let her play it up. And I'm sure they'll be looking for Nayla Miley today. She had two huge goals as they knocked off Unitigo last week to really kind of make this a three-way tie for second place. So what they did with that, all these teams, Oxford, Unitigo, and Sydney finished in a three-way tie for second place at 5-2 in the league, and it couldn't be broken head-to-head. So they had to pull a name from the hat. So Oxford gets the two seed, and then the head-to-head decided Sydney and Unitigo, who got the three, who got the four.
The tiebreaker was literally pulling names out of the hat?
Yeah.
You gotta love it.
That's how a lot of the smaller leagues do it, because if they try to break it with the head-to-head first, but if you can't, they're really kind of left with no other options, which does not please a lot of fans, believe it or not.
I'm sure it does not when you do the old lottery style.
10 minutes gone here in this first half. We're scoreless between the Oxford girls and Sydney in the MAC soccer semifinals here from Oxford Academy. Sabres playing it in, took a funny bounce, but Warner is there to scoop it up and hold on. We're going to take a small break here. When we come back, we'll continue to bring you coverage here from Oxford and Sydney, again in the MAC girls soccer semifinals on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're scoreless between Oxford and Sydney here with about 11 minutes gone here in this first half. MAC girls soccer semifinals, and it's going to be a corner kick here for Sydney. And so our friend from the back there, Emerson Allen, will come up to take this with her good leg over there on that far side.
She's impressed me so far. She's really controlled the back of the field. If she could just now pass the ball and distribute a little bit more, she could be, you know, a real force.
Nice corner here. A good ball in as they try to find the head there of Addison Benedict. Deflected off as she did get a piece of it, but it goes over the line and out.
If Oxford's going to get anything going, they have to get it, you know, kind of over her head somehow. They're going to have to probably chip shot it over because she does play pretty far up, almost like a free safety, or they're going to have to play it to the side. You can't go down the middle because she's that tough.
Oxford trying to find a way here in the early going to settle in, find a way on offense. Again, they did win the regular season matchup 2-1 here against Sydney. But so far, the Sabres have had a majority of possession here in this MAC semifinal. Blackhawks trying to play it down at the right wing as they go left to right, but another ball out of play and picked back up here by Zoe Sullivan for the throw-in. Scooped up by Addison Benedict. She'll cross one, bounced off of an Oxford defender. We're going to have another corner. It's from this one from the left side, here down deep in Oxford defensive territory.
Benedict has impressed me also for Sydney. She's played really well, got a nice left foot on her. And if she can get a little bit closer than that, she could also have one. Now, it's Paige, right? Is this the girl taking the corner kick?
Oh, this is Emerson Allen.
Emerson Allen, this can be very dangerous because she could curl it right back towards the goal here.
Allen with a good boot, maybe a little too far. does stay in. A nice shot here for Sydney, bouncing around like a pinball in the box and then cleared away.
So here comes Oxford. Now they're going to try to get Allen out of position, which he did, maybe. No.
They try to play one ahead here, back up to midfield. Good recovery by the Sydney defense as Kayla Knapp, one of the leading scorers here for Oxford, was trying to break through two defenders.
Now this is probably the best opportunity for Oxford so far. They got it on the left side, trying to work it away from Allen. Now they can get a good shot here.
Blackhawks, a centering pass here, poked out of there by Isabella West, and then kept right back in here by Oxford into the right corner here with 26 and a half to go in this first half, and we're scoreless here in the MAC semifinals. Sydney will clear here on defense.
So that is the clear advantage for Oxford if they're playing on a grass field, because that ball usually goes out of bounds on a turf field, but it stayed in, and it's going to give Oxford another opportunity to keep it on their side of the field and possibly get a shot on goal.
And so Oxford will be doing the throw-in duties here in front of the bleachers on the right wing side. Emily Holbert will throw it in. They're going to make her come back and do it again. As you said earlier, Rich, that line a little faded here.
Especially in the sunlight, so where the yellow line is in the sun, it's even worse to see. And that's where the ball is right now.
Oxford gets it in, trying to shield off. Here is Kayla Knapp. Had it poke-checked away there by Nayla Miley, and we're going to have a whistle. It'll be a free kick coming up here for the Sabres. So again, 15 minutes in, we're scoreless. I would say possession 80-20 or so for the Sydney Sabres, but much like the game we did last week, Rich, between Walt Downsville and Oneonta, it feels like Oxford, much like WD did last week, the bend but not break philosophy on defense.
It's not like they're packing it in like WD was. They're just not getting a lot of, you know, they're not winning the ball. They're not winning the first touches on all the goal kicks, and they haven't really been able to get it out of their half. The last couple of minutes, they have it out of their half, so if now they can build something up and get a shot on goal, that would be good for the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks to the right side here again for Kayla Knapp, feeding one into the right corner, but the Sydney defense is there with Isabella West out of play, but kept in here by Anna Kopoff. And then the throw-in gives it back to Knapp, but again, the Sydney defense just seems to be everywhere right now, and they'll try to clear once again. It does go to the center of the field.
Sydney did bunch up on that side, so if Oxford could just simply get a cross over, they might have had a good shot on goal, but they could not. They just got swarmed.
Both teams scrambling for it, and this one will be a shot on goal here for Oxford, but scooped up here by Sydney, and they'll look to punt it away here. With 24 and a half to go in this first half, we are scoreless.
Oxford needs to, no, they're not going to. They need to control the ball there and try to switch the field, but it's very difficult controlling on the grass field.
Sydney keeper Paige Dugnowski with her first save of the afternoon before she punts that one away, and Sydney back up to midfield. A throw-in again on the left-wing side as they go right to left. They're in the white tops here today with the white socks as well as the maroon shorts. Oxford in the black socks, the black shorts, and that red and black striped shirt up top for the uniform today.
I would say both teams have kept their shape really, really well, playing their positions, and I really like how both teams move up on the defensive side.
Tegan Manwaren with a cross, finding Knapp in the center, and she just can't get there as Dugnowski came out to scoop it away. Maybe one of the best chances of the game so far, and certainly for Oxford it is.
I love how Knapp did that like sliding kick and tried to poke it away from the goalie. That's great soccer right there, good aggressive soccer.
Yeah, she was about half a second away from maybe getting a foot on that and putting it in for Oxford.
Get a little momentum here for Oxford. Now they're going to push everybody up, and maybe they get a nice little crossover and they get a shot on goal again.
Funny how that works. You hear coaches say it all the time where, you know, maybe Sydney dominating possession right now. They've had a few more chances, but maybe Oxford with the best chance so far, even despite not being down there very much.
I would say that was definitely the best chance of the game.
Allen with a big step up here and a clear. Otherwise, Oxford might have had a second chance as Manwaren was trying to run onto a through ball, but Allen got there just in the nick of time.
Oxford's trying to do just kind of play through balls past Allen, and they've, you know, had a couple opportunities now, and that's going to be something to watch for Sydney. They can't let the ball get past Allen, or they are in deep trouble.
22 and a half to go, first half, scoreless between Oxford and Sydney girls here in the MAC soccer semifinals. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. We're glad to have you along on what's turned into a pretty nice fall day. Yeah, a little crisp on the temperature-wise, but the sun is out, and after all the rain we had yesterday, this is a welcome, nice day here. It's Sydney with a cross, and this one deflected off of the goalkeeper and out of bounds, we'll have another corner. That's the best chance of the day.
That was the best chance of the day. We came off a throw-in where they threw it into the box, and the one touched it at the keeper, and the keeper made a nice save. If it went to any side, you know, 2 feet of the side of the keeper, they would have definitely had a goal there. Now, it looks like the sun might be in their eyes a little bit here with Allen coming in. If she can get him more into the goal box, it would be great for Sydney here.
Yeah, that was a great opportunity for Sydney. Here's the corner. Bounces right through the box and somehow doesn't touch anybody and goes out of bounds. It'll be a goal kick coming up for Oxford. That thing was a bullet through the box, and nobody was able to find it.
Well, that is so frustrating if you're the Sydney coach right now, because you just need someone on that far post just to touch the ball, and that ball goes in the back of the net. It was a beautiful, beautiful corner kick by Allen.
Yeah, longtime Sydney head coach Jody Gravelin on the far side, assisted by her daughter Mackenzie Gravelin, who was a heck of a player at Sydney. Boy, now probably 7 or 8 years ago, went on to play college soccer, so... definitely a great staff over there, as well as Susanna Johnson from Edmiston, a state champion goalkeeper, also their softball coach. You know her well, and what a goalkeeper coach to have.
Yeah, she was a great athlete for the Panthers back in the day. I've known her and known her whole family, my whole life. So, yeah, she's a good one to have over there as an assistant coach.
Yeah, I mean, she took Edmiston to that state championship game as a goalie back in 2008, I believe it was.
Yes.
And a great run there. So what a great opportunity for Sydney to have her work with their goalkeepers. Another goal kick coming here for Oxford with, again, 20 minutes to go here in this first half. So we're halfway through the opening frame, still scoreless. And then we would expect this one to be a close one today here in the MAC semis. Sabres trying to, again, center it up, but that Oxford defense has been equal to the task so far. This one pushed into the left corner but kept in here by Benedict. Benedict finding Constable, tries to center it up, finds Nayla Miley, slips through two defenders, and a shot bounces off a shin and out of bounds in another corner coming here for Sydney.
The biggest difference in the game right now is when Sydney gets the ball into Oxford's side, Oxford cannot clear it on a goal kick. Sydney has won every single ball, or at least 90% of the balls off every goal kick, and they are just relentless going back towards the goal, and there's going to be another opportunity right here for a Sydney corner kick.
Here's Allen on the corner. We're going to have a score update from the other game after this corner. A nice lob into the box. She took a little bit off at this time. Again, it's knocked around, and finally Oxford will clear, but Sydney's there to put it right back in. This one's on frame and skips through the defense, and again, out of bounds. As I do think Oxford might be having a little trouble seeing with the sun right now.
Yeah, the Oxford keeper did not see the ball. She kind of shot her head back when the ball went past her. I couldn't believe that. I just saw that. She's very lucky that wasn't on goal.
Rich, 23 minutes to go in the other MAC semi, and BG girls take a 1-0 lead over Unitego. So that's our first goal of the MAC semi. Still scoreless here between Oxford and Sydney, as another shot on goal here from Benedict, but Warner again is equal to it. So again, Sydney continuing to fire away here at the Oxford cage.
Now it is definitely kind of having that feel that we had last week. Sydney is really dominating the ball. They're probably at about 85% possession right now. And Oxford is just having very difficult time controlling and clearing their zone. They just can't do it at the moment.
Sydney again into the left corner here with Benedict, who missed part of the season with injury. It's been great for Sydney to have her back. Now another centering pass is going to be too far. A little too much mustard on this one. Rolls out of bounds. And another goal kick coming here for Oxford. You just get the sense, you know, they're waiting, trying to find a way to find some, I don't know, just find the right mojo, I guess, is the word I'm looking for here.
I really think Oxford picked that side of the field to start the game, because it seems to be a big disadvantage to be down there. The keeper's got the sun in her eyes. There seems to be a lot more mud down there. I think there's a disadvantage for that side of the field right now.
Another corner coming here for Oxford, as Warner got a fingertip on that one. It's going to go out. So you think they're maybe saying, hey, we'll take this side first and get it over with?
Will the sun still be up at the second half? That might be the next question.
Right.
But this side of the field, Oxford, the keeper and the defense are really struggling seeing the ball right now.
So Allen again on a corner kick, left side. Another laser to the far post. This one had, again, a little bit too much on it on this kind of narrow field. Out of bounds on the far side. Oxford with a throw-in. They're looking to move quickly.
This has got to be Oxford advantage now. They got to go. They got to take the... But Allen's not there. They got
to
go.
They try to scoop one up the left side, and they were almost through there with Man Warren. But the Sydney defense, again, equal to it, punching it out of play.
If I'm Oxford right now, I don't know if I'm as worried about scoring a goal than just trying to keep it away and trying to get to halftime so I can get away from this side of the field.
About 17 minutes to go in the first half. We're still scoreless here between Oxford and Sydney. This ball knocked out to the far side. We'll be coming up on a break here in just a minute, but we want to keep it here while Oxford is down in the Sydney defensive end.
I'm surprised Oxford hasn't moved more of their players up to try to get an advantage here. They're kind of keeping their midfield back a little bit. Maybe they're going to pass back.
Man Warren into the left corner looking for a clear, but the Sydney defense seems equal to it again. Down on the far side in front of the Sydney bench, Oxford scooping one back up here with Emily Holbert. Ball knocked into the Sydney bench here, so it'll be a throw-in coming up for the Blackhawks. Again, over on the left side as they go left to right. In the red and the black striped uniforms here, Oxford and Sydney scoreless in the MAC Girls Soccer Semifinals. Across from Man Warren, off the Sydney defender, we're going to have a corner here for the Blackhawks and a good opportunity.
Boy, the ball dies from about, when you're looking at the football field, from about the 10-yard line to the goal. The ball dies every single time for Oxford, and they're doing a good job beating Sydney to the ball. Here's a corner kick for Oxford.
Corner is looped in. Allen got a piece of it, bounced off her chest. Back into the corner. Another shot in here for Oxford. That's going to go in. Man Warren on the second chance from about 15, maybe 20 yards out. Bounced off of the keeper's hands. It was just too tall under the bar and in here for Oxford.
Wow, what a great play for Oxford. Oxford didn't give up on that ball. And really, the goalie was out of position from the corner kick. And they did a wonderful job. The ball got passed back out to the midfielder. They sent it back out to the girl that kicked the corner kick, and she sent it back in. And it was a beautiful ball. And the goalkeeper just did not get back to her line. And it was just hit the back post and went in. It was a beautiful, beautiful shot for Oxford. And now you got to think advantage Oxford here.
Yeah, Oxford won, and Sydney nothing with 15:55 to go here in this first half. I would say an unassisted goal there by Tegan Manwaren. Sydney was trying to clear after the corner. Manwaren stepped right back up, put it in, and you see it time and time again with those shots that are just at bar level. Sometimes the girl goalkeepers just can only get their fingertips on them, and they sneak right in.
She was just a little bit too far out and a little bit too close to the ball. She didn't get back to her line quick enough, and it was just kind of bad timing for the keeper of Sydney. If she had about 3 seconds longer, she probably would have got back to her line, but she didn't. Tough break for Sydney.
So Oxford, despite being outshot, leads 1-0, and now here's Kayla Knapp on a little breakaway down the right side, but she hits it, and it goes wide to the right here.
So that's the problem when you're playing with a sweeper, right? Allen came up too far, and they played a nice little ball around her, and it's going to give Oxford an opportunity. That's the problem with playing with a sweeper instead of a back four. There's nobody there to help if the sweeper gets beat.
Goal kick coming up here for Sydney. We'll take a break. Just under 15 minutes to go in the first half in the MAC Girls Soccer Semifinals. It's Oxford 1 and Sydney nothing on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Oxford girls with a 1-0 lead over Sydney. We're here at Oxford Academy for the girls' MAC soccer semifinals today. The sun is out, and it's a crisp fall day here for this semifinal game. The other semifinal right now, BG girls leading Unitego 1-0. Sydney trying to find a way to get on the board. They've kind of dominated possession, but they find themselves down 1-0 on the scoreboard thanks to an Oxford goal from Tegan Manwaren.
Oxford is certainly playing with a little bit more energy now after the goal, and they look like they might get another opportunity here.
Man Warren tries to feed one to the far side, but again, the slippery conditions come into play. Oxford slipping and falling in the right corner, and the ball out of bounds is on a cop-off, slipped and fell there. Just a reminder, thanks for listening today as well on WCDOSports.com. Our web stream is brought to you, as always, by SFCU. SFCU, banking easier. And when we're in this neck of the woods, I want to welcome in all our listeners on 92.3. That's one of our new frequencies up in Norwich. So you can find us on 100.9 FM and anywhere locally, but also nice and crisp and clear on 92.3 in Norwich.
Sydney struggles a little bit also on the defensive side when Oxford puts a little pressure on them. They're supposed to be kind of playing like almost like a diamond shape in the back with a stopper and a sweeper, but what happens is their back defenders get a little bit too flat and it leaves their sweeper kind of out to dry a little bit. So if Oxford could get it past that first three, they're going to get a lot of opportunities here.
You know, I know there's a lot of time left in this game, but if you're Sydney now, how do you stay composed? You're saying, hey, we're doing everything we need to do, but yet we're down 1-0. How do you not hit the panic button a little bit?
I think their clear advantage is number 7 on this side. If I'm Sydney, I'm going to try to keep on feeding number 7 and try to get around the corner. What I would tell her, though, number 7, is don't try to shoot the ball from the 10-yard line, right? Center the ball, take it as far as you can to the goal, and pass it back to the penalty spot for someone waiting there. I think the Sydney's had the better opportunities. They're just not taking the right shots on goal and the right angles.
And number 7, Addison Benedict, the sensational sophomore here for Sydney. She's been great all year, despite an injury where she probably missed 5 or 6 games. They really did miss her during that time.
Man, Warren is certainly tough up here for Oxford. I didn't really notice her much until the last 5 minutes, but she's playing with a lot more energy, and they're really trying to get the ball to her. And she can move up there for the Blackhawks.
11:15 to go here in this first half. It's Oxford 1 and Sydney nothing. I'm Nate Lowell, joined here today by Rich Turnbull. We're glad to bring you some high school soccer whenever we can here on CDO. It's our second game of the year. Of course, always doing high school football on Fridays and Saturdays. Glad to sprinkle in some other sports when we can. And basketball season's right around the corner where we'll be doing upwards of 30 or 40 games again this year.
Basketball season's a long season, isn't it?
Yeah, when you think about it, November to March, potentially. I mean, we almost always have a team to cover in the Final Four. It's a long time.
I just got nightmares thinking of the 30, 40 games.
Yeah, it is a long year. So Sydney knocking on the door here again as Benedict tries to go far side looking for Nayla Miley, but just too far in front of her. Rolls over the line, and another goal kick coming here for Oxford.
I'm really going to be interested to see how they make the adjustments at halftime. What's going to be Sydney's plan to get a better shot on goal? They've had the possession. They've had the possession probably in the 20 yards out, but they just have not had a great angle. I'd be talking a lot about getting the clear shot on goal instead of just firing it from wherever.
10 minutes to go, first half. Still a 1-0 lead for Oxford over Sydney. We'll keep you posted on the other MAC girls semifinal today, which has BG a 1-0 lead over Unitego right now. And when that game gets to the half, we'll let you know as well.
If I'm Sydney, there's plenty of time out there, right? So you want to have quality shots, not quantity shots. You don't have to fire the ball and hope that they go in. You want to get more quality here because there's still, a good 50 minutes left in this game. So I'll be preaching quality, not quantity. Quality, not quantity.
Sydney with a throw-in on the left side here with 9.5 to go in this first half. Benedict with the throw and a good throw deep into the box here. And that kind of shows you how narrow this field is. Almost any throw, and you can put it pretty close to the center of the box. Oxford trying to clear to the outside once again.
So every player from Oxford is now in the box trying to hold the Sabres off the scoreboard. So every one of the 10 field players are in the box right now.
Yeah, very defensive mindset here from Oxford. Almost like, hey, we're going to push back, help each other on defense. If we can leak out someone like Man Warren or whatever, we will, and try to hit him with that long pass.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're trying to do. I'm surprised Sydney didn't put more pressure there. When you have Allen in the back, he could probably almost come up a little bit farther.
Yeah, Allen loves to kind of play that deep sweeper role almost back there. Sydney putting a shot on net, but it's a low grounder scooped up here by the Oxford goalkeeper, and Warner will punt this one away.
Again, that's from 30 yards out. That's not a really quality shot there for the Sabres. They need to get a little bit closer to score.
Pass to the far side here for Oxford, intercepted. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it over in front of the Oxford bench on that left wing. And then out of bounds, it'll be an Oxford throw in here on the left side.
You almost get the sense that Sydney's pressing a little bit already when they really don't need to. They just need to get, a good teamwork here and just build the ball up. Oh,
ball squeaks through as Sidney took that ball back. And then Benedict almost panicked a little bit here and tries to fire it with the left when she had some more time, and it goes wide left and out of bounds.
See, that's where she should have settled it and made a nice pass to some streaking teammate coming right towards the goal.
So, Rich, again, have you been getting the feeling that Sidney may be pressing a little bit here, even though it's still just late first half?
Yeah, I don't understand why but it does seem like they're pressing. They've clearly been, you know, they've had the possession the entire game, and here comes another opportunity, another corner kick here. I mean, they've led the corner kicks. They led the shots on goal. They just need to get a better shot on goal. See, right now, Allen's coming in. She might have to take a little bit off of her shot here because the last two corner kicks, she said, it's gone flying to the other side.
Again,
maybe
yeah.
Just a little chip shot.
Yeah, and we've seen her kind of maybe take a little bit off it a few times, kind of leave it hanging up in the air, but it does. It kind of shows how this field can be a little more narrow. She hit this one perfectly into the center of the box. Benedict got a head on it, but it was deflected. Ball still loose, and Oxford able to clear out to Man Warren.
The one thing I would say right now is if I'm Sidney, I'm trying to put it on the keeper every single time because she's obviously struggling to see the ball. She's got her hand up in front of her face right now. So if I'm anywhere from 10 yards out, I'm just going to put it on the goalkeeper. Every corner kick, everything. Hopefully she, you know, makes a mistake and then they can crash.
6.5 to go here in the first half. Oxford 1 and Sidney nothing. Sun continuing to get a little lower here. And I'll be interested, like you said, Rich, to see what the sun level is like for the second half. Down here when Sidney is defending that way.
So we're going to find out if it really is an advantage on that side of the field or is it just something that we thought was an advantage. We're going to find out real quick.
Yeah, only about 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Oxford still pressing again. They've had kind of some good luck on the counterattack here today.
They really have. If they get one past Allen, they really are in good luck. And here comes another opportunity for Sidney.
Good opportunity here for Benedict. Trying to work her way around the defense, and she does, but a good clear here by Oxford, getting back there to make sure it wasn't a corner. They do boot it out, but it's just a throw-in.
Benedict has had great luck getting into the 10-yard line, but she then loses it. She's got to center the ball there, and she had a wide-open teammate in front of the penalty spot.
Throw-in, again, booted back out here by the Oxford defense. They're content when they just need to clear it. That was Christine Seiler there. Just saying, okay, we'll live to fight another day here, especially late in the half. Don't want to take any unnecessary chances.
I really think Sidney's advantage is with Benedict, but she's got to just pass the ball instead of looking for a shot.
Great throw by Benedict, but cleared here by Oxford. That thing was right in the box and a one-time clear by the Blackhawks defense.
If Benedict can come through with this game with two assists, then I think Sidney can win. That's what I'd be telling her at halftime. You give me two assists and we're going to win this game.
Sidney still pressuring back into the left corner. That's been their bread and butter here so far in the first half, trying to cash one in. Still a 1-0 lead for Oxford. And the other girls' semifinal, it's BG leading Unitico 1-0. That game is officially now at halftime. So BG with a goal by Bregan George, a 1-0 lead at the half. So the 1 seed over the 4 seed right now over there in Bainbridge. And we have about 4.5 to go here in this first half.
So you are right. They are 5 minutes ahead of us, so we should know who the team is going to play that wins here before the game is over.
And then everybody will be asking us, who won? Who won the other game?
Oh, should I not feel that on the air?
No, it's good. We're going to be first to have that info. So got to love it. That's why we're here. But it's one of those days where I'll look down at my phone, and there's a lot of important games which are going to decide who's playing on Saturday, because Soccer Saturday, as we call it, one of the best days of the year over in Oneonta. You'll have boys and girls, Tri-Valley, MAC, and Delaware League games all day on Saturday.
Soccer Saturday in Oneonta, what all the kids dream for. I mean, that's what I was thinking of when I was a 16, 17-year-old kid.
Everybody wants to be there. If you're not in the game, all the other towns are coming out to watch. I mean, it's just a jam-packed day of soccer on some of the best fields, grass fields in the area, so certainly a lot of fun. And which one of these two teams will get the opportunity to go? Oxford was recently there in 2020. Sydney's made a recent trip as well. So both these teams hungry to get back there. But the MAC girls, always one of the most competitive MAC championship games. Unitico with a ton of success over the years. UV has been very strong the last, 5, 10 years or so. You just never know who's going to come home with that title. 3 minutes to go, first half, still a 1-0 lead here for Oxford over Sydney. Sydney still pounding away here in their own offensive end, but this Oxford defense is just not giving up.
This is what makes soccer such a great game. Sydney has probably controlled the ball 80% of the game so far, but Oxford had the best opportunity off a corner kick. One corner kick and one goal for the Blackhawks.
On a cop-off, sending one to the right corner here. Misplayed there, and Knapp is going to come on to it. A great centering pass. Finds Man Warren, but it was just a little too hot. Bounced off of her leg and then cleared out of there by Sydney.
That was the best center I've seen in a while. That was a great ball. And it was such a good ball that Man Warren didn't even expect it. I didn't even think it was going to get there. She had a hard time handling it. I think it surprised her what a great ball that was.
I didn't expect it to have that much juice because, I mean, it was just she was running onto it. Didn't even really look like it was a great stride. And then, boom, she fired it across.
It was a wonderful play ball. Here comes the Blackhawks. Can they get an opportunity with 2 minutes left?
2 minutes left, first half. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. In just a few minutes, we'll get a look of news from Rob Ray here at the halftime break as well. And now Sydney running onto it here with Benedict. She's got one defender to beat, gets around her. Benedict to the left side, cuts it back, a centering pass, and Sydney couldn't get there.
Oh, Benedict did exactly what I told her she should have done. She was listening to me up there. Now you got to have someone crashing on that backside. If someone crashed on the backside, they would have had a 1-1 game. Great play by Benedict on the counter.
Zoe Sullivan, Nayla Miley were trying to get there on that right post, but they were a couple steps too slow. They just couldn't quite get there.
That's when you just sprint as hard as you can to the back post. It's such a weird feel because you just go to a post, but if they're there, oh man, it's a 1-1 game. All you have to do is touch the ball.
Rich, I felt like they were waiting for Benedict to shoot, and so they were hanging that step or two back thinking it's going to ricochet off the goalie, and I'm going to have a rebound opportunity. Instead, Benedict with the cross, and they couldn't get there.
You were probably exactly right. That's probably what they were thinking.
Oxford with a late chance here. We're under a minute to go, about 40 seconds left. It's going to be a throw-in left side, deep for Man Warren, into the left corner.
Now, if you're Oxford here, take your time, right? Take your time, get one good shot. One good shot. You don't have to rush anything.
Man Warren lost it. And it's going to be a throw here for the Sydney Sabres. They just want to get it up and out of here and out of harm's way and get to the halftime break. They play it far side. That's exactly what they do. Can Nayla Miley, though, run onto this ball with 15 seconds left? Oxford defense just there in time, and they wisely clear it out into their own bench.
If you are the Oxford coach right now, you must feel like you've won the lottery because you probably have been outplayed and you're winning 1-0.
And that's going to do it for the first half. Oxford 1 and Sydney nothing. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here in just a minute. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. An entertaining first half, and the goal by Tegan Man Warren is the difference right now here for Oxford against Sydney. Again, the other MAC semifinal, BG hosting Unitego, and the Bobcats with a 1-0 lead at the half there. We'll get a check of news from Rob Ray, and we'll be back in a few minutes here at Oxford Academy on WCDO.
State police responded at about 9:20 this morning to a serious two-vehicle crash on U.S. 20 in the town of Plainfield. Police stated that a 56-year-old woman from Sherburn veered into the opposing lane and sideswiped a tractor-trailer driven by an unidentified man from Westerlo, New York. The woman was ejected from the vehicle and was taken to a Utica hospital with serious injuries. The truck driver was not injured despite hitting a utility pole. The road was closed for several hours for the cleanup and accident reconstruction efforts and for the repair of downed power lines. The investigation is continuing.
Fenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second half. And, Rich, I'm seeing a lot of energy from the Sydney side. They're down 1-0, but they came out of halftime. I wonder if Coach Gravelin got them fired up here.
You already see an adjustment. They're playing right now. They have six girls up. They're going to go strong at Oxford right now.
I wonder if they're saying, all right, Oxford, you want to pack it in? We're going to make this a party in the box.
They also moved the sweeper. I always forget her name. Sorry, I should know.
Emerson Allen.
Yeah, Emerson Allen played it up. Sorry, listeners. I got to get the names down here.
So we'll see. Sydney looking like they're going to bring the house here on offense, kind of saying to Oxford, all right, can you hold us off for 40 minutes? So our score, start of the second half here in the MAC Girls Soccer Semifinals, Oxford 1, Sydney nothing. We'll know by the end of this who's going to the MAC Championship. Oh, we do have an update in the other game, Rich. 1-1 now between BG and Unitego early second half.
You got to love playoff soccer. Love it.
We had people coming into the booth here at the half asking us what that score was, so everybody's curious right now. So just starting the second half here between Oxford and Sydney.
Nothing has really changed in this game so far. Sydney seems to be controlling the ball for the first 2 minutes. Can they get a quality shot? Maybe right here.
Here's Nayla Miley again, who had those two big goals last week against Unitego, which was really the whole reason we're in this tiebreaker, is Nayla broke free and scored those two goals and kind of dropped everybody to 5-2.
Another thing to note, Nate, we played a really clean soccer game. I don't think we've had one stoppage so far for any aggressive play. It's been a really clean soccer, no offsides calls. It's been a clean game so far.
Yeah, been very, very clean. I think the only free kicks were, I do remember one there in the first half, so I mean, very minimal. So definitely not a lot of pushing and shoving or anything like that. Can be refreshing. We see a lot of boys' games that can get a little chippy from time to time. But.
Yeah, especially, you know, in the Tri-Valley and the Delaware League, they've always been kind of known to be a little chippy, I would say, is a good way to say it.
So, yeah, that Unitego and BG game, a 1-1 game now, so we'll keep an eye on that.
It's a great play by the Oxford defender there just to get a touch on the ball. That ball was going to be centered to a Sydney player right in the middle of the box. So it was just a minimal touch, but one touch was enough to get it out of the way, and so Sydney didn't get a clear shot on goal.
Yeah, early second half. And, Rich, you can see everybody, all the fans in the stands now, as they look towards the scoreboard side of the field here to our right. Everyone's kind of having to kind of shield their eyes as that sun continues to kind of get lower and lower in the sky.
You know, we said that it was going to be an advantage for Oxford on this side, but they have to get the ball down there for it to be an advantage.
Yeah, that's a great point. And Sydney now is going to have a corner, so Emerson Allen is going to come up to take it. Again, constant pressure in that right corner so far by the Sydney Sabres.
Again, Emerson Allen's got a great foot on her. She has to take a little bit off here and center her right in the ball. I would put her right on the keeper.
Chloe Taylor was the one doing the work there to set that up.
Put it right on the keeper here and let it bounce off.
Here's Emerson Allen with a good side-winding ball. Just kind of missed the foot there of Addison Benedict. And booted back out, and Oxford's going to get the clear with Man Warren here. Well done.
Let's see what Oxford does on the transition. They have numbers. No, they don't have numbers, but they got the advantage.
Kayla Knapp using that speed down the right side, shoulder to shoulder. Gets a shot off, but it goes wide to the right here. But good job by Knapp somehow carrying that ball despite a Sydney defender trying to get it away from her the entire time.
I don't think Knapp was shooting that. I think she was actually trying to center the ball, but she got too far in. She was trying to center that to Man Warren. Now, Oxford really needs to keep the ball on this side of the field and put a little pressure on.
Here's Allen with the boot on the goal kick. We'll work it back up towards midfield. Man Warren comes down with it. Always dangerous. To the left side now as Oxford goes right to left. And a good job by the Sydney defense. Allen's going to clear again. Sydney defense has been strong besides that one breakdown earlier, which I don't even know if you could call it a breakdown. It was a shot from way outside that just found its way in.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say next goal wins. If Sydney scores a goal here, I think it's going to give them enough momentum to get two. And if Oxford scores here, I think it's going to just deflate Sydney so much that they aren't going to be able to get one. I think next goal wins here, Nate.
Alex Neubert with a throw-in. They're going to try to hammer it down to the right corner. Out of bounds, Oxford will get it. I like that theory, Rich. It feels like if Sydney could get one, maybe the avalanche begins. Maybe they'll find a couple more. But I mean, Oxford's been holding on great here.
What's the old saying? Opens the floodgates a little bit?
Yeah, it could open the floodgates. But, again, Oxford kind of employing this bend-but-don't-break defense. and they're very dangerous on these little breakaways.
Sydney does a really, really good job of getting it without 20 yards the goal, but then they just do not get a good, clean shot.
Man Warren running onto this at midfield, trying to poke one into the right corner here.
Oh, wow.
And they got an opportunity here down to the left side.
Great play by Man Warren. Sorry to interrupt you, Nate.
Here's Paige Rickard, who was the hero from that game in the regular season, tried to cross it, but a great job by the Sydney defense to punch it away at the last second.
If I'm Oxford here, you take your best thrower and put it right in the box.
Rickard's just going to stay right there and take it. She scored with 0.2 seconds left to help Oxford win that game back in the regular season matchup.
So I could see it from here. She stepped over the line. She went clearly over the line, so that's going to be Sydney ball. She stepped over the line when she was throwing it in.
Yeah, she's upset with herself as now Sydney gets it back. If you're Oxford, you got to use these opportunities every chance you get.
Absolutely. Man Warren looked like she was going to get a shot there, but just got away from her.
Ball again knocked out. Another throw-in coming here for Sydney. So we're going to take a 60-second break here. We're about 6 minutes into the second half here of the MAC Girls Soccer Semifinals. Oxford 1, Sydney nothing. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 33 minutes to go here in the MAC semifinals. It's the Oxford girls leading Sydney 1-0. Here, girls soccer action today on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And here's Sydney with an opportunity, but Addison Benedict just knocked away at the last minute there by the Blackhawks defense. They fight for it over in the corner. It's still in play. Right on that corner flag there, they're running out of real estate. Finally out of bounds, and a goal kick coming here for Oxford.
So that's what Sydney's been trying to do. Allen to Benedict, and Benedict actually controlled the ball that time, didn't let it run out of bounds. She just couldn't, clear the corner and get a good shot on goal.
Sydney just looking for that one clean opportunity that just they haven't found it yet today. Maybe this is it. Nayla Miley down the left side, trying to split two defenders, knocked away. The Oxford defense knocking it to the near side here, and this is where the Blackhawks will run onto it as they go right to left. They're in the black shorts, the black socks, and the kind of the checkered top here, the stripes of the red and black. Sydney's in the whites with the white socks and the maroon shorts, the maroon trim. Sydney chipping it down the right side as they go left to right. Here's Chloe Taylor running onto it, out of bounds, throw in for Oxford.
Man, Warren's on the right side here. If Oxford could just get a little chip. Nope.
Ball knocked again away over to the far side here. Sydney chasing on. Good energy by the Sabres, but not able to really get much to show for it here so far in this contest with 31 minutes to go.
Oxford's not really packing it in. They are leaving Man Warren and their midfielders up. They are trying to score a goal. They are not taking our advice. They're going with the mentality, if they can get a second goal here, it's going to be out of reach for Sydney.
Sounds like Lizzie Kraft is getting credit for that second goal, or that first goal, I should say, second goal of the game for Unitigo. So that BG Unitigo game, 1-1 over in Bainbridge right now. That's the other MAC semifinal contest.
Lizzie Kraft can play soccer too, huh?
Lizzie Kraft, third in the area right now for goals scored. I want to say she's at 27, somewhere in there. Let me pull it up on my sheet in the meantime. But
gosh, I didn't realize that. I got to watch her play soccer. I've only seen her play basketball.
She's having a career year. I mean, honestly, last year, probably 10, 12 goals. Lizzie right now, 27 goals.
Wow, 27 goals.
On the season for Unitigo. I mean, that's not just like I'm good. That's I'm really good.
Yeah, 27 goals is very good. Here comes Van Warren again. Can she turn the corner?
Van Warren down the left side.
Looking to
cut it in. Good feed here for Van Warren. And a head ball gets scooped up here by Dubnowski.
I'd like to watch Van Warren play on the turf field. I bet you she's a lot faster on the turf field.
Yeah, a lot of good speed here for this Oxford team. As let's take a look there. Man Warren with 11 goals on the season, and Kayla Knapp with 10. So a lot of good balance here for this Oxford team. Colette Kapoff with 8 goals for Oxford coming in today. So they really have some good balance at the top there in terms of goals. For Sydney on the other side, Chloe Taylor comes in with 5. Nayla Miley leads the team with 10, and Addison Benedict with 9 goals on the season.
Here comes Benedict right here. She makes one move, she can make a goal here.
Benedict trying to get around the last line of defense. She does at the last second, tough angle, and tries to center it, but ran out of room, and it goes out of play.
She was about one step too far. She had about one or two more steps. She could have centered that ball for an opportunity.
Yeah, great chance there. Don't want to forget our girls with the assists, too. Tegan Manwarren with 9 assists, tops for the Oxford girls, and Zoe Sullivan with 7 assists on the year here for Sydney.
I'm very impressed on both teams about how they keep their shape as a team. They not really a lot of kids playing out of position today. You know, you usually see at this level, you know, kids all over the place, players all over the place. We were talking about that in the Oneonta WD game we did last week. The girls out here are playing their positions, and they're keeping their shape very, very well. It's really been a fun game to watch and call because it's easy to call because look at them right now. They're all lined up perfectly in their setups where they're supposed to be. Two well-coached teams.
I was going to say, two well-coached teams that have you know, had a good season, and we'll have a good run in sectionals. Hopefully Sydney will be in Class B and Oxford in Class C. The new numbers have been tough on Sydney as they've had to move up to B for a lot of sports.
But B is not as strong as it used to be either. Oneonta is kind of a, you know, they only scored 5 goals all year. And then you have Shenango Valley, who's now an A. So B is a little bit more wide open. You got the Shenango Forks of the world that are good. I don't think Sus Valley is as deep as they used to be. So you never know. Sydney can make a little bit of a run this year.
Yeah, we've seen Sydney B state ranked at various weeks this year in the sports writers poll. As here's Sydney with an opportunity. Nayla Miley in front, denied by the Oxford defense. Out of bounds and a goal kick coming, and Miley hungry in front of the cage here but unable to put it in. And now the light's coming on here at Oxford, so we won't be in the dark too much longer.
The team that's really interesting to watch in B is Watkins Glen. Watkins Glen is one of the smallest B teams in Section 4, and Watkins Glen has won the last 2 C championships, and they went to the regionals last year and lost to Sequoia Valley 4-3, and I believe in overtime. So how are they going to adjust to B?
Yeah, that Sequoia Valley team, very good. Again this year, from what I've been told, when you know, we get to follow Cooperstown a little bit in Section 3, and they were saying Sequoia maybe not as tough as the last 2 years, but certainly still one of the best teams coming out of the Center State Conference there.
All right, if you're sitting here, you got to get at some point, you got to get a good shot on goal. You really got to test this. So here's another corner kick. Can you get a good shot on goal? That's what you're hoping for.
Corner kick here for Emerson Allen. Good look, floats it into the box again, a little bit too far. And Sydney can't read it. Oxford will let it ride. It's going to be a throw. And Rich, just real quick, this week's sports writers poll in Class B, Watkins Glen ranked 14th, Waverly 20th. Those are the two Section 4 teams ranked. Sydney falls out of the rankings after being in 20th last week.
I'm telling you, watch out for Shenango Forks. Shenango Forks has been playing some teams tough, so I would not count them out of Class B. They play Shenango Valley very tough, 2-0, I believe it was. So here comes an opportunity for Man Warren on a misplay.
Yeah, misplayed ball. Man Warren scooting in, fires, and a good save, but then the rebound goal is there, and Oxford is ahead. Man Warren sets it up, and Kayla Knapp is able to finish, and it's 2-0 now for Oxford.
Now, as I said, is that going to be enough? I think that's going to be enough. Oxford just capitalized on a poor play ball on the defensive side. Man Warren was at the right spot at the right time and was able to put it right on the keeper, and then her teammate, Knapp, right? Knapp was right there to punch it in. That was all put on by Man Warren. She did all the work, and that's what you do in soccer, right? One kid usually does all the work, and the other kid gets the goal. Man Warren doesn't care because now it's 2-0, and it looks like that's going to be enough.
Yeah, that looked, you know, just a big, big open net for Kayla Knapp to run onto and knock it in, and makes it 2-0. And now Unitigo has taken a 2-1 lead over BG in that other semifinal game. So scoring galore in both of our MAC semifinals at the moment. Here, Oxford leads 2-0, Rich, with about 26 minutes left.
Now, if you're Oxford, right, now you're really thinking about packing it in. Pack it in, you've only got about two shots on goal, and you got two goals. That might have been the easiest goal in Knapp's career, too.
Yeah.
She was just didn't have to do much. But great play by Oxford. They hustled. They made the play. They deserved that goal.
All right, we're going to take a 60-second break here. Oxford 2, Sydney nothing. 26 minutes left. Can the Sabres rally, or will the Blackhawks hold on? We'll find out when we come back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Oxford girls leading Sydney 2-0 here at Oxford Academy. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. It's the MAC girls soccer semifinals right now. And Sydney is going to try to answer here. Rich, still a lot of time left. I think that's one thing to remember here if you're a Sabres fan.
I think the momentum is on Oxford's side right now. You know, I was just saying off the air, I really like how Oxford plays. They do a lot of the small things. They're not going to allow you, but they got two kids that can score up front. Their defense doesn't really stand out, but they're solid. They don't give up a lot of good shots in the middle of the goal. And, you know, it's kind of like they bend a little bit, but they don't break. I really like how Oxford plays.
Here's Emerson Allen, another corner here. Sydney has had a boatload of corners today, and they haven't been able to capitalize. Can they do one here? Ball, again, bouncing around in the box, and the Oxford defense right there again to clear it out. But another corner coming here for Sydney.
See, this surprises me. Literally every girl is in the box for Oxford. Even Man Warren is at the 18. Sydney's got three defenders that are out. Why not push everybody up? You're down 2-0. Put everybody in the box.
Yeah, Oxford literally has everybody back.
Everybody.
They're just trying to hold on here. As we said, the other game is now Unitego 2 and BG 1.
If I'm Sydney, put everybody in the box. Who cares? You have nothing to lose.
Here's Emerson Allen. A good corner to the back post. Nobody home. Once again, Man Warren is there and clears.
So that's why they have everybody in the box. Their top forward clears the ball. It's a great play by Oxford.
Sydney, down the left side, going left to right, trying to knock one in here. And again, cleared by the Oxford defense. That back four is just trying to say, any chance we get, we're going to clear it out. Emerson Allen boots one back in. This is a high bouncing shot. Benedict runs onto it.
Great play.
A huge collision there with the goalkeeper for Oxford. And Benedict is down for the moment, but then bounces back up. What a physical play.
I can't see the number, but the run girl played the ball out of bounds for Oxford when the keeper was out. Was that number 21 for Oxford? No one's even congratulating her, but she played the ball out of bounds. She saved the whole goal.
Yeah, that looked like it was going to go in, but it was wisely played out. The keeper had no choice, had to come out. Benedict made a great play on it.
Everybody paid attention to the collision, but 21 is the one that saved the goal and kicked it out or played it out of bounds. It was a wise play.
Yeah, great play there by the Oxford defense. That was Aubrey Rickard coming over to clear that out, kind of saving the day, the unsung hero. 22 minutes left in this game, Oxford 2 and Sydney nothing.
Here comes a transition for Oxford. This is how they scored the second goal. They might have another chance here.
Kayla Knapp down the right side. Fancy footwork gets around her defender, but this time the Sydney defense there with Bella West is able to clear.
You have to think of foot race, and you know if the game gets spread out like this and this transition back and forth, it could favor Sydney a little bit. But, man, Oxford is holding strong. Not a lot of subs, but here comes a sub for Oxford.
Rich, Unitego now leads 3-1 over BG, so the top seed in Bainbridge on their home field. They're in jeopardy, and Unitego looks to be in clear control of that other semifinal game. Wow, so right now we'd be looking at maybe a Oxford versus Unitego game, unless Sydney can find an answer. 21 minutes left here, and Oxford on top 2-0. Sydney still pushing, though. You haven't seen any quit here from the Sabres.
I think you're going to see Oxford come back to the box here again. See a lot of, you know, it's like some girls are winded a little bit, but everybody's going to get in position. Oxford plays great defense in the back. They're in wonderful goal side position right here.
Here's the throw-in for Sydney. Boy, that almost looked like it was possibly a handball there for Oxford.
See, the rule now is you can protect yourself if you're a girl or a boy in, you know, the protected areas. So she protected herself, and that would not be a handball by rule.
Some of these ones now, I wouldn't want to be an official because when it gets up so high, yeah, like her hands were up high there near the face, boy, it's like where is that line between?
Oh,
this one goes in for Sydney. A long ball somehow bounced over the keeper. Looked like it was going to be a routine save, and Sydney is on the board.
Well, that was an interesting play. It looked like the keeper misplayed it for Oxford. The teammates are going back. That's a tough ball. It looked like it might have taken a weird hop. A bigger bounce than she expected to hit the crossbar and came down and the bounce in the goal. It's almost shocking right now for Oxford. They can't believe that ball went in. They shot from 30 yards out and it went in. I don't even know who scored that.
Wow, we're going to double check on that, but Sydney's on the board here, Rich, with 20 minutes left.
Man,
and again, it took the weird bounce, and the Oxford goalie has her hands on her head. She can't believe it.
If you're Oxford, you got to recover here. Don't let Sydney get the momentum on that shot. Now you got a half a half still. Right, you got 20 minutes in the game. Man, you might have the momentum of your city now. I might be completely wrong, Nate. I didn't expect a goal like that to go in, though. But, hey, it's high school soccer. Oh, and another misplay by Oxford. Sydney's going to get the opportunity again here.
20 minutes left now, and the Sabres, that's what they needed. You know, they've had good chance after good chance. And I shouldn't say they haven't had clean looks, but they've, you know, kind of peppered the net here. And for kind of a freaky ball to bounce in like that, hey, you need a little luck here and there, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of luck on that goal. But, hey, you know, they've had a lot of opportunities, not a lot of shots, and they finally got one to go. Luck or no luck,
so
I'll
we will
take it.
We'll double-check who got that goal for Sydney. First chance we get an opportunity here.
We can kind of feel it even with the crowd. A lot of more, you know, people are getting a little bit more anxious out there. That's what it has a feel for it right now, just more anxious. The crowd is getting into it.
Yeah, crowd's getting into it here. And one thing I've always liked about this Oxford field is the way the side hill is. It kind of feels like the fans are almost sitting on top of you on this field.
It has almost like an amphitheater feel to it.
All right, while we have a chance here, let's take a 60-second break. 19 minutes to go in the second half. Oxford 2, Sydney 1. Mac Girls Soccer Semifinals here. Winner goes to the league championship game. Don't miss the final 19 minutes here on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 18 minutes left here. Oxford 2 and Sydney 1. That goal by Sydney gives them life. Again, we're still checking on who scored. It was a shot from about 30 yards out, took a funny hop, and then somehow went over the keeper and in, so it caught everybody off guard.
We got to stop talking to one another, Nate, and actually pay attention to the game. That's what happened. We were doing real classic Nate and Rich just talking, and we didn't even see who scored.
It looked like it was going to be just kind of a shot on net. It was a broken play. You think, oh, the keeper's going to scoop that up and punt it out. Boom. Nope, it was a goal, and it was in. The broadcaster's curse right there. That's when you're sitting, you know, with your old man at home when you're a little kid. These announcers won't shut up. I wish they'd just talk about the game.
Yeah, my dad is listening tonight, so he's probably saying that. Just shut up, Rich.
So Sydney has new life here, but 17 minutes left in the other MAC semifinal today. Unitigo on top 3-1 over BG. So certainly Unitigo in control of that other semifinal.
There's something about this, right? This you know, the small school soccer game, so exciting in this environment. It's been so much fun to be down here watching this game.
Yeah, and to think that, you know, one of these teams is going to go on, play on Soccer Saturday, which is, you know, one of the best days of the year. Knock on wood, weather's looking good for Saturday. Be a great day to go out and watch a bunch of local small school soccer teams.
Oh, it's a great facility. If you've never been to Oneonta to watch some games, just go over. It's well worth it.
Kayla Knapp down the right side as Oxford goes right to left here. They're in the black and red. Sydney's in the white and maroon. Sabres trying to clear it up the left side. Can Oxford hold on? Will that mistake come back to haunt them or not? Sydney with a long pass ahead. They got some numbers if they can hurry. Benedict trying to feed one back to the center here, looking for Nayla Miley. Benedict staying on the ball, passing to the left corner, but the Oxford defense is able to just clear it out of harm's way.
So the midfielder for Sydney tried to play it over to Benedict. It was the right move, but it got caught up in the grass. It's just some funny bounces out here on the grass field, and it just was a disadvantage right there for Sydney.
Now Oxford with a clear. Manwaring trying to run onto it. Steals it away from a Sydney defender. Manwaring cuts it back. She's got some room to work with. Streaking down by about the 20-yard line on the football field, going right to left. But then the Sydney defense is there, and they're able to clear it away at the last second. Good job and good recovery by the Sabres to get back there.
I've really enjoyed watching Manwaring play this game. She's played a very, very good game. She's very tough, very fast, very skilled. Now you're starting to see a little bit more substitution for Oxford. Are they trying to slow the game down? An old tactic.
Camille Bagley doing a great job on defense there for the Sydney Sabres. Really just having her hands full there with Manwaring on that left side. Yeah, it could be. Will we see some of the substituting? But we do know that later in the game, and maybe Rich can explain this rule a little bit too, that you can't just kind of kill the clock in, what, the last couple of minutes of the game by subbing.
Yeah, they changed that rule like 5 years ago, and it was basically, you know, for exactly what you said, people would stall. So now it stops on the clock stops under 5 minutes when the winning team substitutes.
Yeah, just a way to say, okay, we're not going to kill off
right
the last couple of minutes, but you could do it right now.
You could do it right now,
and chew up some clock. So Oxford girls leading Sydney 2-1, 14 and a half to go here in the second half. Girls MAC soccer semifinals. Sydney on the road here at Oxford Academy. The other semifinal, Unitigo is on the road at BG, and the Spartans leading there 3-1.
And if a coach says they never did that before, subbing to slow the game, they're lying, because I used to do it all the time, and I only coached modified. I used to do it in modified soccer games, so, I mean, I'm sure they did it in varsity games.
I think it's a tactic used from the youngest levels to the pros.
I would literally tell my guys they were subbing in, I would say, walk onto the field, walk. If the referee tells you to run, still walk.
Sydney with the ball going left to right, down the right wing side. Chloe Taylor gets a good boot on that, and here's Nayla Miley. She's got some speed and a good finishing touch. Coming up on 13 minutes left, and
what the heck happened there?
Oh, boy, I think the ball boy had sent one in, perhaps, and there was two balls on the field, maybe, Rich, there at one time?
But the referee was right in front of it. He didn't call either way. They're playing the ball. Oxford's playing the ball. It looked like Sydney had a clear ball. Okay, he's telling the fans to quiet down.
Wow, that was a strange situation
there. I've never seen that before.
All of a sudden, there was two balls in play. That was interesting.
He must have called the ball out of bounds because he let the ball play that was going on the Oxford side. So he must have called the ball out on Sydney, and the ball boy must have heard him, or he would have called that play dead. The referee was right there.
Yeah, referee was right there. We thought Nayla was going to be in for a scoring opportunity. All of a sudden, the ball's back at midfield, and there's two balls. I got to say, though, nice that both sides here of the field have ball boys. I can't tell you how many games I go to where kids are, you know, the athletes are having to chase the ball to kingdom come just every time it goes out of bounds.
So that's exactly what happened. The referee called it out, and the ball boy is obviously an Oxford kid. He heard it, and the Oxford kids wanted to go fast.
Boy, Manwaring is just putting on a clinic here for effort. When they try to feed it up to her, she's taking on the Sydney defense and just getting real physical, real tough up there. And if anything, she's chewing up some of this clock by playing it in deep, and she just had a big collision there with Emerson Allen. Now Manwaring on the turf as she collides with Zoe Sullivan, And maybe a little bit of pushing and shoving here. Going to be a free kick for Oxford.
You got 12 minutes left, and now they're going to lay it all on the line. They're going to put both teams are going to go all out here. It's going to be a great finish. This is why we love high school soccer. 12 minutes left, they're going to go all out. It's going to be a great finish.
Oxford with a free kick from midfield, putting one in. Sydney able to clear here with Adriana Tanner back up to the far side. On for Benedict, who settles it down. Sydney looking for the equalizer here, still with 11.5 to go here in the second half. Miley chasing one down. And let's take a 60-second break here, and then we can hold you for the last 10 minutes with our score, Oxford 2 and Sydney 1. Matt Girls Soccer Semis here from Oxford Academy on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here from Oxford Academy. Oxford girls leading Sydney 2-1 in the MAC girls soccer semifinals. 10 minutes left, and we'll see who is going to move on to the MAC championship game.
I really don't know why the official on this side of the field is not using his whistle. That's the second time there's been confusion on this side. He really needs to use his whistle and get control of this side and let the players play the game here. Sorry, I don't want to criticize officials, but I know the boss at the home doesn't care if he criticizes officials.
A punt here by Sydney back up the midfield, and Oxford now just trying to take any opportunity they can to eat up a little clock here. Sydney with a throw-in left side as they go left to right. Again, they're in the white with the maroon trim. Benedict with a nifty move and is going to try to punch one into the left corner. Benedict, can she get around the last defender? No. Good job by Oxford to shut that down.
Sydney just hasn't had the great, like, you know, trapping touch. Kind of has been bouncing off them a lot.
Sydney again going for that left corner here with 9 minutes left. Oxford 2, Sydney 1. It's been an exciting MAC semifinal here. Here's Emerson Allen stepping through the defense trying to win this ball, but again cleared out by Oxford. And they're content now to just let it roll. Oxford playing at the length of the field. Kayla Knapp hustling to try to track it down. She does a little slide tackle. And ball rolls out of play, but Sydney will get it and have the throw in.
Sydney has probably controlled the possession of this game 75, 80% of the game. Just has not had any clean looks. Really, Oxford has played to their ability. And they've scored when they've had the opportunity, and they've really just clearly, you know, Sydney's been the better team, but Oxford just scored when they had the opportunities.
Yeah, classic kind of a
great soccer game.
Yeah, classic soccer. You know, coaches call me at night. They say, "Well, Nate, we outshot them. We had more corners, then we lost 2-1." You know, and that's kind of the story of this game. It's not a shot at Oxford at all. They have, if anything, taken full advantage of the few opportunities that they've got.
I would almost say that Oxford has played their game plan better than Sydney. They've just taken their time, they've played great defense, and they've taken the opportunities when they've got them. And I'm not knocking Oxford at all. They might have had a better game plan than Sydney. Sydney just hasn't been able to score. They've controlled the game the whole game.
Here's Knapp at the top of the box. Let's one rip, and it just goes wide to the right. A good turn and shoot there, and just missed it by a couple of feet.
It's a good shot from the 18. Sydney's now just got to control the ball here and get a couple of good shots.
Still time left, 7.5 to go. Oxford girls leading 2-1. Last check we had, it was the Unitigo girls leading BG 3-1 in the other semifinal here today. That game being played right now over in Bainbridge. And, you know, Rich, that one's almost got to be over. They were about 5 minutes ahead of us.
What's really interesting is Oxford has controlled the game here the last probably 10 minutes, when Sydney's controlled the game pretty much the entire game. Now when Sydney really needs to have the ball, they don't have it. Oxford has been controlling it the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, Oxford doing everything they can to keep it down on their end of the field.
Yeah, Oxford's done a good job of just containing and kicking the ball out. But here comes an opportunity for Sydney.
Chance now down that left side as they've used all afternoon with Addison Benedict. Ball out in front. Sydney with a shot that goes a mile high up over the crossbar. Just couldn't get under it. But a good look there for the Sabres with 6.5 left. They trail 2-1.
So this is where Oxford has struggled all game, like getting it out of their zone on goal kicks. So Sydney's got it back down here. Can Oxford clear the zone? Oxford's taking a little time, switching the sides. Smart play. Now is Sydney going to control it again from here? Oh, she slips.
Sydney trying to keep it down as they go left to right into the Oxford defensive end as we come up on 6 minutes to go. Working it up that near side. Ball ricochets. Sydney running onto it into the right corner. Trying to slow possession down here and get a good look. She's kind of frazzled right now.
I'm really surprised that Sydney hasn't pushed Allen up to try to get a couple more shots on goal from the sweeper position. You don't really have that much to lose at this point.
Yeah, at this point, you lose today. If you're either one of these teams, your next game is sectionals. You might play the MAC consolation crossover if you want to. Sometimes they will do that. Sometimes they'll say, yeah, we're good. We'll go to sectionals. But seriously, yeah, if you're Sydney, you might want to leave it all on the table here in the last 5 minutes. We'll see what they decide to do. Sabres have it. Again, going left to right in front of us here on the right wing side. Throw-in coming for the Sabres.
I know it sounds crazy, but just bring Allen all the way up and bring your goalkeeper out. I mean, the goalkeeper is literally standing in the box still. She could come up and play on the 30-yard line and get your extra sweeper.
Yeah, Unitigo is up 3-1 late in that game. Looks like the Spartans might be headed back to the MAC Championship, a game they're very familiar with over the years. Been a lot of Unitigo Spartans girls championships.
Very interesting strategy here by Sydney. I'll just be pushing everybody up. You got to get shots on goal here.
It's going to be a good look here. Here's Alex Neubert putting one on Cage. It's knocked away. Back out. Sydney with another long shot. It's high arcing and into the right corner here. Tanner is chasing after it here for the Sabres. Again, Sydney just trying to desperately settle this ball down and look for some crisp passing.
That's exactly what they've been lacking all game, is that crisp passing in the 18 area. They just haven't had that good shot, not a lot of good passing. And Oxford's getting ready to sub, so they're going to start slowing the game down.
No matter how this ends, make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And could go a variety of ways depending on how the last 4 minutes goes here at Oxford Academy. Going to be a throw in here for the Sabres on the left side as they go left to right. Again, Oxford trying to clear, kept in here by Neubert. Straight away, fires one on Cage. A rolling shot is scooped up here by the goalkeeper, Warner. And she'll bring this one out for the punt.
I'm surprised there. She didn't take her whole 8 seconds that she has to hold on to the ball.
Man Warren now being a pest as she's been all afternoon here on the front line. Almost broke another one through there for the Blackhawks, but the Sydney defense holds this time. Here's Nayla Miley with 3.5 left.
If you're Oxford, just take your time when you keep it on the zone. You don't have to score a goal. My coach used to tell me, dribble to the corner. Just dribble to the corner.
Yeah, common phrase. You hear dribble to the corner, try to just take up that time. You'll often see somebody go down and just try to shield it in that corner and let the clock run. 3:15 left. Oxford 2, Sydney 1.
They're going to stop the clock here because the Sydney people are complaining about the time not stopping what we talked about. So they have to stop the clock at under 5 minutes on a substitute. A lot of the scorekeepers don't know they have to do that. So they're going to add time to the clock here.
Yep, so they're adding some time back to it.
It's exactly what we just talked about. They have to stop the clock under 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's a relatively new rule, I would say.
Probably the last five or ten years.
Oh, wow, even that much. Okay.
They definitely had it when I was still coaching modified, and that's been a while ago.
So they add 10 seconds back on the clock here. Yeah. So 3:22 left here in the second half. Oxford girls leading 2-1. Trying to book their tickets to the MAC championship. and to the far side. Still haven't gotten confirmation on that Sydney goal. We'll have to see if we can get that before we sign off here today. We'll be getting the final books later, but all our scorekeepers just busy down there on the sideline right now, waiting to see how the last 3 minutes ends up here. Emerson Allen to the left side. Centering pass here, trying to find Nayla Miley. It's loose out in front. Ball hits off a defender and in! A goal by Sydney. They've tied it with 2:47 left. I believe that was Adriana Tanner out in front, finding the loose change and dumping it in. It's 2-2.
I love playoff soccer, Nate. They came through with 2.5 left. We're going to get some extra soccer. You can't beat this. This is great. Wow. What an unbelievable goal. Sydney just was unrelentless. You know, they kept on going on the far side with Benedict, and they were at the right place at the right time. A little pinball action, and they put it in. Now does Sydney have enough momentum to score a goal here with 3 minutes left? This is anybody's game. This is, you got to love it.
Wow, we're tied 2-2, and we did just get final confirmation that Unitigo has defeated BG 3-1. So 4-seed Unitigo takes down 1-seed BG 3-1. In Bainbridge, and we got a 2-2 tie right here now.
What I love about this game, what I love about the game we're watching right now, is there's two different styles. You got Sydney that's just pressure, 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 pressure. Well, Oxford plays more of a skilled game where they try to, you know, take their time. They play good defense. It's been a fun game to watch.
Wow. So with 2 minutes left, this is a 2-2 game. And Sydney has come back from the dead, Rich, after being down 2-0.
I can't believe it. I thought for sure it was over. That was another broadcaster's curse when I declared it over. Here comes Sydney with another chance.
Sydney, could they take this in regulation? They're going to have a chance. Here's Tanner, who just scored that goal, puts another one on Cage, but misses it wide to the right. Tanner, we think, is one of the candidates for possibly scoring that first goal as well, the one from way out here on the right wing.
She's going to want that one back. She could have settled that a little bit longer and, you know, probably played it to the far post.
Minute and a half to go. We're tied 2-2 between Sydney and Oxford. What a game here for the MAC girls soccer semifinals.
Sydney's playing with a little bit more momentum right now, so they might try to get another good shot on goal with a minute and a half left. Kind of surprised they haven't brought Man Warren back a little bit now for Oxford. She's done a good job going back there and playing on the defensive side of the ball.
Sydney with some pressure, a throw in. They find Nayla Miley. Turnaround shot here for Nayla, and a high arcing shot is saved by Warner. That was trouble there for a minute, with a minute to go.
So if you're Oxford, you got to push out, try to get one here. You got Oxford on the, you got Sydney kind of backpedaling.
Now we know, Rich, in the regular season, Oxford scored with under 1 second left to win. So until that clock reads zero, with these two teams, I don't think any lead is safe or any tie is safe.
Tough play on the far side. And now she's playing it on the ground. I can't believe they didn't call that.
So both teams scrambling for it. 35 seconds left. Sydney's going to play a ball in deep here, looking for Addison Benedict. The Oxford defense trying to clear. Nayla steps onto it here, left side. Down to 25 seconds left. Miley with a centering pass. The Oxford defense again clearing it back to the outside. Benedict runs onto it. Centering, again, Sydney chasing it. Chloe Taylor into the right corner. Hits off of a shin, down to 10 seconds left. This ball is still in the Oxford box, and they clear it out. And I don't think Sydney's going to have enough time on the throw-in here to get anything constructive to happen, and that'll do it. End of regulation, and the MAC semis is going to overtime. We're tied 2-2. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break things down here. A 2-2 game between Sydney and Oxford. And somebody is still going to book their tickets to the MAC Championship. We'll see who it is when we come back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. So at the end of regulation, the Oxford and Sydney girls are tied 2-2 here in the MAC girls soccer semis. So we're headed to OT. And in the other semifinal game, Unitego clips BG 3-1 to advance to the title game. So here we are, Rich. Overtime, some bonus soccer here. What a wild game.
I'm so glad I'm here. This has been a great game to watch. So now we should be, if I'm reading the rules right, it should be 2 10-minute. It'll be sudden victory or golden goal, whatever you call it. Now, this is the MAC tournament, so I would assume after if there's no goals after the 2 10-minute overtime periods, we would have penalty kicks. So they usually will have to point out 5 kids on each team, and they usually give the referees the 5 that are going to take the penalty kicks before the overtime start. But I doubt they did that this time, but that's what we do at the state tournament to kind of keep those games moving. But I didn't see the referees on that side, so they probably did not do that. But all the rules I'm thinking of, we got 2 10-minutes, and it's going to be sudden victory or golden goal.
Yeah, we'll see if somebody has the magic touch here. Unitego awaits in the MAC Girls Soccer Championship game on Saturday in Oneonta at the Wright National Soccer Campus. And so we are in our first overtime period here in Oxford. Sydney with a shot almost going in here. Chloe Taylor from the left side. It just skims the left wing post. Boy, that would have been a quick end to OT right there.
It was a great shot from about 20, 25 yards out. Just bent around the pole. Had a little too much curve on it. So a lot of people, you know, think that girls soccer does not do golden goal. They did switch that rule not that long ago. So it is the same exact overtime as the boys. So it is golden goal.
Yeah, it is golden goal, so will somebody have that magic touch here? And again, the winner of this game will get Unitego. We have confirmed that Unitego wins 3-1 in that other contest. So we have the 4 seed heading to the MAC Championship game. You just never know, and it was a 3-way tie for second place coming into the semifinals.
So who's going to win out here? Is it going to be the Oxford defense or the Sydney offense? That's really been the tale of the game. So Oxford's had the better defense, and Sydney's had the better offense. So who's it going to be?
Man Warren down the left side, trying to play one ahead here for Paige Rickard, who was the hero of their regular season contest when Oxford scored that late goal to win. But again, could this go? I mean, a penalty kick shootout would be absolutely wild on the radio. I never even considered that.
People hate how soccer games end with penalty shootouts, but I'm telling you right now, I love it. I love penalty shootouts. It's just, there's so much, I don't know, there's so much strategy. There's so much that goes involved in it.
A chip out here by the Oxford defense. And again, this is much like it has been all afternoon with Sydney applying the pressure. Here's Nayla Miley with a shot to the right corner, and it's scooped up here by Warner, the goalie, who's been busy here in the second half.
Warner kind of went down on the ground a little bit earlier there. I was kind of surprised by that, especially how the field were playing with the bumps all over the place. I'm surprised she went to the ground so early, but hey, it worked for her, and she made the save.
And so Oxford now clearing it up to midfield. They'll have a throw-in. Oxford's in the red and black stripes with the black socks and the black shorts going right to left. Sydney's in the white with the maroon shorts and the white socks here and the maroon trim.
what I've noticed, Nate, is, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of subbing on either side, but neither team look overly tired. They're both playing with lots of energy, so the subs haven't really played a factor.
Yeah, here's Miley working through two defenders. Miley in front with the shot, and she tried to go for the nutmeg, and it wouldn't go through.
Two great opportunities so far for Sydney. They obviously have the momentum. Oxford just hopefully bending but not breaking. That's their mentality right now.
Miley, instead of choosing a corner, tries to go five-hole back from my old hockey days, and it just wouldn't go. Great save there by Warner.
Oxford needs to, you know, kind of regroup here and get a little opportunity on their side. Put a little pressure on Sydney. And here we go. Man, Warren, maybe?
Yeah, 6.5 to go here in the first overtime period here in the MAC girls soccer semifinals. We got some bonus soccer. We're tied 2-2. Oxford was ahead 2-0 in this game, but some late goals by Sydney got them back into it. A shot for Oxford from the outside from Rickard, an easy save here by Dubnowski, the goalie here for Sydney.
So if you're Oxford and you get it on your side of the goal, you got to take a little bit more time and get a good shot. That's been your game plan all game long. You don't need to take that 30-yard shot out because now you got Sydney on the transition here.
2-2 game here, first overtime period. We would play two OTs if needed. And here is Oxford looking to clear on defense again up the near side, and it will roll out of bounds.
It's almost like Oxford's just pushing a little bit too much on offense. Like, just take your time, get a good shot here.
Yeah, they've been patient all day, and now, you know, since Sydney got that equalizer late from Adriana Tanner, Oxford looks a little more frazzled to me.
Yeah, they definitely look a little bit more rattled. Just take your time. Sydney looks like they are a little bit more composed.
Nayla Miley has been coming to life here for Sydney. She's had a couple of good opportunities here in this extra frame. We're down to 5.5 to go in the first OT, and we're tied 2-2. A throw-in deep into the box. There's Miley with the shot. It just misses the right post. I thought that was maybe going to be the game winner for Nayla Miley.
You are absolutely right. Miley has kind of come to life in the last 10, 15 minutes of the game, and she's had three or four really good opportunities playing that center, you know, kind of forward mid position really well. And she's a tall, lanky body where she gets a lot more looks in the goal.
Nayla, of course, a very good basketball player. That's her passion. That's her love. But she's having a great soccer season here and really has scored some big-time goals this fall for the Sabres. But Nayla almost ending it right there. And she's still standing at the top of the box here, kind of waiting for her next opportunity, perhaps.
She just towers over the Oxford defense. And she, you know, for being a tall, lanky girl, she has some speed to her. She's pretty quick down there in the goal box. And here comes another opportunity for Sydney.
Long throw in. Ball, pinballs around the box. Knocked out of there nicely by the Oxford defense. They did a good job there. As we've kind of said it all day, they have played that bend but don't break mentality. Sydney has finally just kind of wore them down enough here late in the game. 4:15 to go here in the first OT period. We're still tied 2-2.
Oxford's just kind of waiting around a little bit more. They're just waiting for the ball to come to them instead of going after the ball. They need to get the ball to Man Warren a little bit more.
Yeah, Man Warren here at midfield wants a long throw in. Tries to scoot one down the left wing side. Paige Rickard running onto it, but the Sydney defense is there to play it back out of bounds again with Camille Bagley.
Now, if you're Oxford here, take your time. You got a sub coming in. Just take your time, reposition on the field, and you know they got a huge gap here in the midfield. Get in better position, and just take your time. Get that good shot that you've been getting all game.
3:40 to go here. First overtime period. We're tied 2-2. Ball knocked out of bounds again, and it's going to be a Sydney throw-in. When Sydney's had looks here in the extra time, they've had the better looks for sure.
Sydney just goes fast. They're just relentless.
They're trying to play it ahead here to Nayla Miley. Running onto it. It gets through the teeth of the defense to Addison Benedict down the left side. Benedict had her pocket picked there by Kopoff on the far side here for Oxford. They'll play it out. It will be a long throw deep in the corner by the flag here for the Sabres. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the first overtime period. Throw in for Benedict, and this one is out in front, and I don't know if they're going to say it's going to come back and we'll do it again.
What are they calling here? The officials really can't be messed. They're calling this a corner kick. I don't know how they called that.
Wow.
But this has certainly been, if I'm Sydney, I would almost rather have Benedict throw the ball because every time, you know, the corner kick kind of sailed through every single time. Got to take a little bit off your corner kick here.
Yeah, this is going to be Emerson Allen with the goal kick curling in, looking for somebody on the far side. And again, nobody on that far side post for for Sydney.
Allen has just had too much on the corner kick. Benedict has actually had a more natural throw-in for the corner kick. I would almost rather have the throw-in if I was Sydney.
That was a good ball there. Allen has put some good balls into the box.
If Allen was playing on about 10 yards wider field, those would be perfect balls.
About 2 minutes to go here in this first overtime period. We're tied 2-2. Winner of this game is going to get Unitigo, who upset BG 3-1 in the other MAC semifinal.
Man, Miley is just knocking on the door down there. She has just been their target this whole, you know, the last 20 minutes, just been feeding her the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if she gets one, you know, maybe rips a shot, gets a rebound, and someone, one of her teammates, gets the kind of the goal, like the rebound goal. That's what I'm looking for. If Miley gets the ball, kind of a rebound shot.
Yeah, that's I totally agree with you on that. But it's been all Sydney here in this first overtime period in terms of real good, solid chances on net.
Yeah, they've had two or three really good chances.
I mean, the one by Miley looked like it was maybe going to be the game winner. Hearing some interesting news from the MAC boys world, we'll have to see if we can check on that. One of the MAC boys semifinals was today, and so we'll see if I can confirm that. Is it was the 1-4 matchup, Green versus Delhi. That game was right down the road in Green, so we'll see what we can find.
Now, right there, Oxford had their opportunity. They had the numbers, but just can't control the ball. They look like they're rushing a little bit.
Ball near midfield here for Sydney. And Chloe Taylor plays it down to Nayla Miley, who just saved it from rolling over the line with 45 seconds left here at the end of the first overtime period. Miley runs back onto her own pass, feeds one far side. Benedict is in along the goal line. It bounces off of an Oxford defender. It's going to be a corner with 30 seconds left. Allen is sprinting up from midfield. I think she's going to have just enough time. Gets over to the corner. She's going to set it up here with about 20 seconds left. All right, Allen takes a deep breath. Doesn't have to hurry too much here. Gets a boot on it with 15 seconds left. Ball is in the box. Bounces back out to Emerson Allen. It's going to be another corner. No, goal kick.
Take your time if you're Oxford. You cannot score with 7 seconds. Do not even take this kick. Kick it out of bounds.
Oxford will take the kick at the last second, but the clock hits zero, and we're going to go to the second overtime period here, Rich. We'll step away. Oxford and Sydney girls are tied 2-2 in the MAC semifinals. Here from Oxford Academy on WCDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, so at the end of the first OT period, it's the Oxford and Sydney girls. They're still tied 2-2, and we head to the second OT period now. So, Rich, another 10 minutes, and then we'll really see if we get some bonus soccer or not.
This is a beautiful setting right now. You know, the tension is high. Both teams are playing extremely hard. They don't look overly tired, which is surprising me because there hasn't been a whole lot of subs. and the moon is out now, Nate. I mean, it's just a wonder, what a wonderful setting right here, you know, in Chenango County, Oxford, New York. You can't have anything better than this. This is fall soccer. This is when soccer means something, not one of those, you know, last weeks in August when you're like, why am I playing soccer right now? This is what it's all about. This is such a great game. Even if I wasn't calling it on the radio, I'd be excited to be here.
Yeah, great setting. We always say with the side hill here, the way the field is set up, it's very picturesque. You got that old house right across over on the far side, which just kind of, I don't know, it just screams kind of traditional Americana fall to me, you know?
It's, it's like Norman Rockwell right now,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. That's very true. So Sydney will be going right to left to start the second overtime period, and Oxford left to right. So here we go. We're back underway. And Oxford with the red and black stripes, the black socks, and the black shorts. Sydney's in the white tops with the maroon shorts and the white socks here. So Sydney getting it in deep here to start things off. A save by Warner as it rolled up to her, and Oxford will punt it out. So 10 minutes left to decide this one. Rich, we're tied 2-2.
You know, in a game like this, you just don't want it to come down to like a mistake. But you want it to be a good, clean shot on either side of the teams. And, man, Warren just took a really hard shot off of Allen. Allen kicked it off of her, and she is hobbling a little bit. That's what you don't want to see for Oxford, right, because you need her for sectionals as well.
Yeah, man, Warren hobbling a little bit here. We'll hope that she's okay and just needs to walk it off. Seems to be doing a little bit better as she approaches midfield. 9 minutes left, tied 2-2. Thanks for joining us today. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Also, our new Norwich frequency for all our Oxford listeners over here, 92.3 in the Norwich area. So here is Sydney. Addison Benedict breaking free from the Oxford defense, streaking down the left side. A centering pass is behind Miley, goes all the way to the far side, scooped up here by the Sydney offense. Another centering pass. Oxford equal to it, right on the line, far side, kept in by Sydney. And then, again, flush to the outside, and Oxford is able to clear.
Benedict has done a much better job this half, centering the ball, not trying to score every single time, and she's really playing a lot more within herself and trying to set up her teammates. I wouldn't be surprised if Benedict gets a good opportunity for one of her teammates and gets a game winner here.
Benedict to the left side, Oxford defense trying to hold. Benedict into the left corner, cuts it back, slices one into the middle. Ball is loose, Oxford again trying to clear, and they do right up the gut.
Another great pass by Benedict, just no one there for Sydney.
So again, the winner of this game will get Unitigo, who took down Bainbridge Guilford 3-1 on the road at Bainbridge earlier today. So congratulations to the Spartans. 7:45 to go here in the second OT here at Oxford Academy. We're tied 2-2.
I don't like the energy right now on the Oxford defense. A lot of hands on the hips, a lot of standing around right now. That one was not a good ball for Oxford. There's three girls from just standing there. They look like they might be out of energy right now, the defense for Oxford.
Yeah, this is a long game, high energy for both sides, momentum swings, takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, I don't like the vibe right now I'm getting from the Oxford side. You know, they just, a lot of hands on hips again and just kind of standing around. They got to hold their position. They're bunching up a little bit more now, too.
Oxford with the goal kick, working it back up towards midfield. Pass to the far side here for the Blackhawks. Trying to get it up to Manwaring, and they do. She seems okay after, again, taking a little shot there from a cleared ball about 2 minutes ago. And now Oxford trying to find some momentum down that left-wing side. But Sydney's got, you know, pretty much three defenders draped all over her. She's been the key today for Oxford. Oxford does get the ball now, reversing it to the right side. Can they cut it back in time to the middle? Yes, they do. Here is Kayla Knapp, who had a goal earlier. Knapp gets around a defender. She can't quite get there in time. A little collision with the goalie there with Dubnowski. But Paige is able to hold on to it there.
If that's early in the game, she might get a card for that. They're probably letting that one go because it's so late in the game. The referees don't want to be a decision maker, but boy, you can't challenge the keeper like that. The keeper is bouncing around now. She's hurt, and you can't slide tackle. I'm surprised that's not a card. At least a yellow card.
Yeah, it went right into the keeper there. And I think maybe the grass getting a little slick now, perhaps. And she slid a lot farther than I thought she was going to. 5:55 to go here in the second OT. We're still tied 2-2.
I'm not upset at the Oxford player. I mean, I think that Knapp needs to make that play. I think that sometimes cards just happen.
Right.
I don't think that was a dirty play. I just, and if I'm her coach, I think keep on doing that. But I'm just surprised that she wasn't cautioned there.
Yeah, just one of those things where she was trying everything she could to get to that ball and needed about an extra half step, tried to slide, and it just didn't quite work out. 5.5 to go here, second overtime period. We've played a lot of soccer here at Oxford Academy, and it's a 2-2 stalemate so far. A big collision there between Knapp of Oxford and Allen of Sydney.
I'm sorry I keep on making all those sound effects, but that one was a hard hit. We haven't seen a hit that hard all game. They kind of both got spun around. I'm sorry to all the fans out there listening, but my oohs and ahs. But they're starting to play it all out right now.
Oxford with a throw and now going left to right. Yeah, they got to leave it all on the table. Oxford trying to break through. They get a good bounce here to the left side. A shot is well and wide to the left.
I'm surprised she didn't get caught offsides on that one. We haven't seen an offsides call all day. It looked like she was offsides after the man Warren played a back. But the referees were right there. They didn't call it.
Wow, I do have confirmation that the Delhi boys upset top-seeded Green in the 1-4 matchup today. That game was right down the road in Green today, so the Trojans will not be in the MAC championship. Delhi, the Cinderella story there for the boys.
Gotta love it. When the shoe fits, you wear it, right? Cinderella time.
Wow, so a crazy day in the MAC playoffs.
Gotta love playoff soccer. Anybody can win at any time.
Congratulations to new head coach there, Colby Fancher. He's a Stanford grad and just really puts a lot of time in with his guys, and he's had a tough season there, and they've just been working and working. So to knock off Green today, what a win there for the Delhi boys.
So Oxford is bunching up, and you're seeing a lot of miscues back there now. They just had a handball because they're all out of position. And Benedict's been doing a really good job the last 10 minutes. Her shots, her ability, her play has been really good. So here comes a direct kick for Sydney. Probably going to put her right on goal here. This could be a good opportunity.
Here's Emerson Allen, the long shot, and it would be good for three on the field goal from about 20 yards out, but too tall. And the Delhi boys did win that game 1-0, so they hold on down the road.
Good for them. You know, Allen, you got to put that on the goal right there. You got to put it on in the goal, and you got to put it on net. And hopefully for an opportunity.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you can't ask for much more for Sydney. As we hit 3 minutes left here, Allen with that big leg trying to put one on Cage, but it just went too tall.
It does have that feel right now. Oxford just kind of holding on for penalty kicks.
Sydney puts it into the box, finds Nayla Miley a shot, and just over the bar again from in close on the left side. A good chance there for Nayla.
Miley's had a lot of great opportunities in the overtime frames. She's kind of due right now. If I'm Oxford, I got to know where she is. They are definitely, they have one girl staying with Miley the entire time here.
Yeah, they're trying to make sure that Nayla doesn't break free. Sydney again feeding it into the center of the box. Oxford is just content to clear it out. Here's Kayla Knapp. Down the right side, a good pass ahead here for Kopoff, trying to work around her defender. She gets there. Allen comes over. Boy, a big collision there between Allen and Kopoff. And Oxford wants something, a little bit more of a call here with 2:15 left. That was a pretty violent collision.
I am very surprised they're actually calling that because the ball, they just kind of ran into each other. It's almost one of those plays where you have to call it because someone got hit so hard that there really wasn't a lot of, you know, malicious there. It was just a hard play, but Oxford's going to have the opportunity here.
Here we go. Going to chip one in. Oxford with a good play on the net, and ball was bobbled there by Duknowski, but she's able to hold on, Rich.
She played a great ball in there. What a skip off the ground, off that wet, dewy ground right now. That was a dangerous, dangerous ball for Sydney. Oxford couldn't capitalize.
Ball pinballing around. This one gets through. Can Chloe Taylor get onto it for Sydney? She's in the box. Taylor at the last second, the Oxford defense is able to get back and knock it away from her with a 1:45 left. That looked like Taylor was going to be in free and clear.
That might be the play of the game for Oxford. So that definitely saved the goal, and she made the play out, kicked it out off the Sydney defender. So now Oxford's got the throw. That was definitely the play of the game so far on the defensive side for Oxford to keep them alive. That was a goal-scoring opportunity for Sydney.
I believe that was Jane Fleury in the back there who was able to come back and make that play. She's on the far side of the field, and with these black and red numbers, a little hard to see. Yeah, that is Fleury back there, number three, who made a heck of a play on D.
If I'm the goalkeeper, I'm thinking Fleury. She just saved the day.
Coming up on a minute to go here in the second OT. We're still tied 2-2. Oxford going to punt this one out, and it's going to bounce up near midfield. Does Sydney have some last-minute magic? Could Oxford break free for an opportunity? Let's see. Oxford with the ball. Going far side here for Kapoff. Tries a centering pass. Looking for Knapp. Trying to work her way onto it, and Sydney clears with 45 seconds left.
Gotta love this. You got players, you know, playing all out, all heart. We're saying names we haven't said all game. Everybody's playing hard right now.
Sydney trying to clear here with Tanner. And she does, but it's a throw-in for Oxford with 30 seconds left. Again, Sydney trying to clear, and they do, but it's going to be another throw-in for Oxford with 25 seconds left.
So now if you're Sydney, you just want to clear the ball and get some penalty kicks.
Oxford going left to right, booting one into the box, trying to find Knapp. And this one taken away. Knapp is going to run onto it, though. Shoot, and Knapp scores with 11 seconds left. And Oxford is going to the MAC championship with 11.2 left.
Wow, it was a misplay on the Sydney side. Knapp was right there, and it was a beautiful left-footed shot to the top of the goal. It was an unsavable goal. There was no way the keeper could have saved that. There was nothing that she could have done, and that was a beautiful play, all-out hustle by Knapp. Well-deserved goal. Well-deserved win by Oxford.
Wow, what a play. Broke through, relentless, and then buries one into the upper left corner of the net. What a finish there, Rich.
Yeah, so this is what you mean about soccer here. Some people don't even know the rules. Some of the girls are lining back up. They don't realize it's golden goal. Oxford is the clear winner. The referees are walking off the field, and it is a victory for the Blackhawks. Really well-deserved. They scored. They took their opportunity. It was a really well-played game. Sydney probably dominated the game of possession, probably 70-30, but Oxford had all of the opportunities they needed to score. What a wonderful, wonderful high school soccer game.
Oxford, in the regular season, defeats Sydney 2-1, scoring with 0.2 seconds left. Today, in the second OT, Oxford wins 3-2. Kayla Knapp with the goal, finds the upper corner. And the Blackhawks will take on Unitego on Saturday for the MAC championship.
As much as we wanted to call penalty kicks, Nate, that was a great finish.
What a finish.
When we talk off the other world, they just give us a good game, right? Just give us a good game. I don't know if I've seen a better game all year.
That was probably the game of the year. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our three awards and our post-game show. Oxford girls knock off Sydney 3-2 under the lights here at Oxford Academy. Again, stay tuned for the post-game show coming up here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Oxford Academy. Rich, what a finish here today.
You know,
with 11 seconds left in the second overtime, Oxford girls win 3-2 on a goal by Kayla Knapp.
You know, we were talking off the air about who we're going to give the awards to. You could give it to both teams.
You really could.
You really could. I mean, Oxford just played a really good team game. It's almost like they had the strategy of just taking their time and getting the shots when they need it. You could give it to anybody in the Oxford team. And Sydney, you know, they were just relentless. They just shot and shot and shot, and they just went and went and went. You could give it to anybody on either team. So, Nate, it's your words. You pick them out, buddy.
That was crazy. I mean, just a great high school soccer game, like you said.
It really was. You know, I've seen a lot of soccer games over the last, you know, 25 years being involved with Section 4 sports. I don't know. That one's up there. I'm going to remember this one for a while.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. And in such a big moment, too, to go to the league championship. I mean, this is something that these teams, these kids will be talking about 20, 30 years from now. Remember when we lost to Oxford with 11 seconds left? Remember when so-and-so scored that goal, when Kayla Knapp scored that goal? We just saw a lifelong core memory made right here.
You're absolutely right. When they're all sitting around as adults, they're all going to be talking about that goal. You and I still talk about goals that we saw back 30, 40 years ago. That's going to be one of those goals.
All right, let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go two goals today, including the game winner from Kayla Knapp. Just seemed like a good choice. Relentless on that last play. All Sydney had to do was clear it out. Knapp said no, took it, fired it up for 90. Big win.
She just takes nothing for granted. She just went and went and went. She played, you know, all out at the end. You know, a lot of people would have just been thinking about penalty kicks, but she said, no, we're going to win it right now. It was a great goal. It was an unsavable goal. There's nothing the Sydney could have done with that one.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school soccer teams. Excuse me, here on WCDO. I'm so used to just saying football, but we're going to give that to Emerson Allen from Sydney. Just, we said her name constantly in the back, clearing the ball out, doing everything that she could back there, and just wasn't Sydney's night tonight.
She's a threat anywhere. She takes all the corner kicks. She takes all the free kicks. She is everywhere. She looks like their emotional leader. She's the one that's the first one to celebrate. She's the first one to, you know, kind of console the goalkeeper after the game. She's kind of like the emotional leader out there, and she does it all for Sydney. Good player. Very fun to watch.
Lastly, tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. We'd like to go with Tegan Manwaren from Oxford. Just kind of was Johnny on the spot, set up Knapp for that goal, scored the first one. Manwaren did a little bit of everything. Came back in key moments on defense, and just thought she deserved some hardware tonight.
You know, we said Allen was all over the field for Sydney. Manwaren's all over the field for Oxford. Clearly one of the better players on the field. You know, if she was on, you know, one of the bigger teams in the section, she probably would be almost like a midfielder type. But she's the goal scorer for Oxford, and they try to set her up for everything. But what was really unique about her is when they needed her, she would come back and play in the box, kick the ball out. She did it all for Oxford. She's a very good player. It's going to be fun to watch the rest of the way out.
Yeah, definitely. So a great game here tonight. That sets up the MAC championship on Saturday at the Wright National Soccer Campus. Will be Unitigo, who defeated BG in the other semifinal 3-1, taking on Oxford. Listen in this week. You can check out NateLull.com. We'll make sure we give you the time for that game. It'll be early, maybe late afternoon on Saturday, and we'll get you the field assignment there. So all that information is still going to be kind of set in stone later this week, so we'll certainly let you know. So, Rich, big thank you to you. Thanks for coming on today.
It was fun. Looks like they're turning the lights off on us here, but we got the moonlight so we can get back to Norwich. So thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
A big thank you to Craig Stevens and Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in the studio in Sydney. A great soccer game here as the Oxford girls win 3-2. They score with 11 seconds left in the second overtime to advance to the MAC championship, defeating Sydney. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. We'll see you on Friday for high school football, DH at BG at 7 p.m. We'll see you then on WCDO Sports.
Today's best music and the greatest classics of all time on your smartphone or computer at WCDOlive.com.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Here's a look at WCDO News, brought to you by SFCU with 10 convenient locations in the Tri-County area. Visit sfcuonline.org to see all the benefits of becoming a member. SFCU, banking easier. State police responded at about 9.